Brew? Guys, where is Brew? Brew?
Hi. Welcome to the Jerome Mike podcast. Sans Drew today. If you're on Facebook Live, you'll just see an empty white chair where he's supposed to be.
I saved that chair for Jesus.
Jesus Christ's chair?
Yes.
Jesus coming today?
I don't know. We were just talking about having Jesus Christ on the other day and how she freaked me out.
She freaked you
out. She freaked me out, man.
You freaked her out.
Well, she needed to be challenged. I don't know.
She actually was pretty patient, though, you know? Which you'd expect.
Come on, she's nuts.
I know, Mark, but...
we are on Facebook Live right now. Hi, Facebook Live, the Prudential Alarms security camera. They're having a big special right now, a March Madness blowout. Go ahead and text Drew directly over there. Not Drew. Not our Drew, but their Drew.
Drew should be on this with us.
Which Drew? That Drew?
Both Drews.
There's too many Drews. There used to be too many Mikes. Now there's too many Drews.
Yeah, there are.
248-469-5258 if you want to talk to him. Get your alarm all set up.
I needed that today.
Oh, why?
I answered the front door, which is I usually don't do.
Gross.
Somebody trying to sell me lawn services, of course.
Oh, you got some? Calling. You're all set up for this spring and summer?
No. No. Right. But they tried to masquerade as though they were across the street selling those people, and I was just like, yeah, right.
How did you get rid of them?
By answering in one-syllable answers.
Well,
just like... Yeah,
just a syllable.
Like Nell?
Okay. Gosh.
Like Nell. I can't believe you. I will not answer the door. It freaks me out.
I should do that, though. I should come to the door like Nell and see what happens.
Like Nell.
I don't play people at the door hard enough, so. It's on now.
Yeah, well, it's kind of fun. I love that we know how to treat Jehovah's Witnesses now. That emailer told us to tell them you used to be in it, and then they just leave and never come back.
Yeah.
Because they can't talk to you?
Because you got kicked out.
You're excommunicated, yeah. They boot you, like in Scientology.
Communicate with you. They probably have a database of everyone, though, don't you think?
Of who got kicked out? Yeah.
Well, the people walking around wouldn't know. I'm going to use that. I want to try it.
I don't know.
Now you want them to come to your house. One time
just one time.
Just to get a new watchtower.
Those people are aliens,
and then they
though.
Beat the crap out of me.
We will fire up the Hall Financial Hotline today, because on the show, J.B. Smooth, a.k.a. Leon Black from Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's coming to town April 12th.
Ray.
The soundboard. Ray.
From The Millers. I watched that show.
Watch The Millers.
Oh, The Millers. We're The Millers. Okay.
The Millers.
Yeah, with...
I've forgotten about that entirely. It's Will Arnett.
It's Will, okay.
Yeah. It was a funny show, but it was sitcom-y, so...
I
have no idea
Jamie.
What you're talking about. I don't remember that show.
It was 2005. It was a while back.
Oh. And he wrote for SNL. I don't know why we're acting like it was live. We taped it earlier. I was debating, do we just insert it and act like it's totally live? And I'm like, this whole thing's taped.
Yeah, why can't we just fucking matter?
Insert
we gotta sit here for 15 minutes while it plays.
I know. Yeah, no, absolutely not. It's funny because Trudy and I did it this morning at like 10:45.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys did the interview.
We did the interview.
Okay. I just make it sure.
This morning at 10:45.
Sorry.
And I stayed here just to do prep because why not?
Yeah.
And I told you about that beeping, right?
Beeping.
Jim, do you know about the beeping in this house?
No, I flushed a toilet and I heard something, but.
Yeah, it's a weird. I know. He needs a new flush valve.
Oh, I said I was going to pick that up one time. I forgot.
Yeah. Zoofs, do you know about the beeping upstairs? Okay. So when this house got redone, there was this constant beeping going on.
Really?
And Drew just said, oh, it's something in the wall. I was like, what? Because, we don't know what it is. It's got to be something in the wall. I'm like, wouldn't the battery die?
And he's like,
after a while.
Yeah. And no, it didn't, because it would beep every so often for just a short period of time. And I thought it was really weird. So that was going on today. It was driving me insane.
Did you try to sleep in Drew's bed?
Nude? gross.
Took a shower and then just jumped in Drew's bed.
Single Drew female? Single
so,
white
but,
Drew?
But Drew doesn't know what it is? You guys have no idea what it is?
I figured it out.
What?
And it's not in the wall.
It's not in the wall.
Oh, it's what? His smoke alarm.
Carbon monoxide.
And this sounds so stupid as to what it is, but it was really hard to pinpoint the sound. And there's always noise going on in this house. So.
Right.
But I find it's the fucking dishwasher.
Oh, my God.
A warning on the dishwasher.
It's been going on for
yes.
a couple of years
yeah,
now?
Yeah, but it would stop and start because it wasn't always going on because it was a warning.
Oh,
oh my gosh. It's fun. I'm laughing because it's so like Drew just to let thing. It go. And me too. I would do the same thing after a while. I'm like, I don't know. I couldn't find it. I give up. I'm just going to have to deal with it.
It was so annoying.
How long have you ever let your smoke alarm battery as it was dying go? Oh, zero?
No.
Usually I get yelled at because I take the battery out and leave it there.
Yeah.
So then it's so it's
when I do.
Pointless.
Well, that's you don't change them every time you change the clocks?
On
yeah.
fire prevention weekend?
That's a good tip.
I do.
No, I don't. Well,
not because I remember to do it.
It's wired into the house.
Oh, well, then you're fine.
And here's the weird thing. Ours is wired into the house and has a battery. So when the battery goes, you can't just tear the battery out. You have to replace a battery or it'll keep beeping no matter what. It's like...
Oh, because it's like, hey, yeah, because
I thought it was possessed by the devil because after pulling the battery out and then it kept going.
It's not...
It always happens in the middle of the night, too.
Not nearly as stupid as the dishwasher noise.
That's true.
At least that's what was beeping today. If there really is something in the wall, there could be. I find that hard to believe.
What could it be? Like a human with a digital watch.
There's something in the wall, though. The battery would be dead after about 3 years of constant beeping.
Yeah. He could have left a watch in there.
Yeah. Well, come on. Anything could be in these walls
True.
of this house. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see what's going on today. A lot of stuff. I think the big story by far is are tennis balls green or yellow?
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe how stupid that was. Oh, stupid.
You know, the internet... Green? Is this meant? Well, who cares? Is the correct answer?
They're chartreuse. That's what my.
I don't want. I don't, no.
My art teacher.
End of discussion. Nobody cares. Should be the end of discussion. That's true. But it's this story that has popped up everywhere that it's the new dress or the new. You remember
not.
The dress?
Oh right,
it's
yeah,
different. That was
it's totally different, Jim.
An illusion, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Based on
someone,
the angle.
Yeah.
How do you know anyway? Because your electronic device could be toned differently from someone else's electronic device.
Once again, who gives a shit?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I don't know. But for some reason, it's kind of taken over the internet and Facebook. And Facebook, I don't know why, but I just laugh with glee as to what's going on with Zuckerberg.
I know. Ha ha, all you people who thought, oh, I'm fine on Facebook. I was just getting together with my high school girlfriends.
Did anybody think that they weren't collecting our data? And
no, I thought we knew that for sure. Plus, to find out he's 5'7 was great, too.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen the
icing on the cake.
Have you seen the Force Perspective pictures of him?
Oh, no. No, I saw him next to Obama. He's clearly much shorter.
Yeah. No, everything is so calculated about him. Even press releases, the way he acts, very formulaic. And today, everybody's been like, so Zuckerberg, you going to talk about this data breach or what?
Or what?
And it's taken him forever, and he finally released his...
Broke his
the
silence.
Almighty Zucks has released his statement today.
Oh.
And it is the most long-winded, boring thing I've ever heard in my life, and I spaced out. He's basically...
That's why I didn't read it.
He's laying out this whole thing as to, we didn't do anything wrong.
Right, yeah.
And this is what happened on this day, and all I can think of is, can he just get a Twitter and do this in 140 characters so we can be done with it and just say you're sorry?
How many likes for his explanation?
Oh, that's a good point. I
love to read the comments.
Wonder what the comments are. And, of course, now delete Facebook is trending everywhere.
Oh, and Rossum to the rescue this morning. What is he on ABC? Forget. Good Morning America?
Today?
I think he's on NBC, yeah.
Didn't he used to work here?
I thought he did.
Jeff Ross used to work for Fox 2?
Yeah.
Years ago?
Oh, for sure he did.
You can kind of see that in him when he does his pieces.
Yeah. He goes step by step through the processes of taking apps off of your phone that are connected to Facebook because no one knew when they signed up that Facebook was sharing the data that the app that you were using.
Everybody knew that.
I know.
People just didn't pay attention to it.
They're so willing to give up their privacy. It's bizarre.
I know, but... Does it really matter?
That's kind of how I feel. If, I mean, if hitting,
I don't like it at
yes
all.
On that.
If you're the Austin Bomber, it matters. If you're doing something
yeah,
else.
I don't have anything to hide.
If you're...
Well, I don't like that argument about it, but...
No, I know.
So I'm going to see more memes or ads aimed towards me?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really up to the individual if they're going to believe it.
Well, I think what their argument is, the one that people are getting brainwashed by, or sort of their brains are getting hacked by this thing of being exposed
soft.
To all these exactly. Everybody... Everybody should be on Soft Magazine.
Technology section of Soft Magazine.
That's great.
How you're being brainwashed by your Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, why do you
we'll
need
see
to
that tomorrow?
It? Just don't look at it.
Right.
Just don't go to it.
Sure.
GMA had a thing to find out about how, what information do they know about you? Because you can find that out on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I looked at mine and there was nothing there. And then I realized, oh, I don't really use Facebook. So they don't know anything. What
nothing.
Big deal? I don't know. The whole thing's kind of getting overblown. He's going to be on Anderson Cooper tonight.
Oh.
That is going to be the most boring interview in the history of television.
Oh, I know.
Guaranteed.
Anderson Cooper with Mark Zuckerberg.
I want them to walk in together, though, so we can see definitely how tall he is compared to Anderson Cooper.
One of the things he does with those pictures, I guess, he's always very stiff and
yeah.
head up, yes, which right. is why he looks so dorky and awkward.
He stands next to his wife, though.
He'll stand closer to the camera.
Yeah.
That's one of his big tricks.
He's more forward in the picture, so this perspective is better. Yeah.
Wants people to take it from low angles so he looks taller. I'm serious. These are the things he employs. It's the guy's nuts, man.
Complete turd.
Hey, spring's in the air. It is officially spring now.
Yeah.
And that can only mean one thing and one thing only. Okay, maybe two things.
What's
no
that?
More shoveling for Maz, allegedly. And it's truck month at Zot Ford and Holly. Truck month means ridiculous deals on the best-selling trucks and SUVs in America. So during truck month, you can lease an 18 Ford Escape at just $147 a month, or lease a new 18 Ford Edge for as low as $173 a month. How about leasing the new loaded 18 Ford Explorer at $194 a month? These are pretty good deals.
Yeah.
And finally, you can lease the number one selling truck on the planet, a new 18 Ford F-150 four-wheel drive Super Crew. For as low as $138 a month, you can get all the details, surf the massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Go up, see Tom. He'll give you a waive the commission. We all know about that.
Yeah.
And he'll make you buy a car.
Awesome. Somebody who was in one of those F-150s today was playing tag with Joey on the freeway.
Whoa, what happened?
What did you do? You
playing tag?
Yeah.
What happened, Zooves?
Just a little bit of irresponsible driving. And
by you or by him?
He started off, he was doing
he started it.
Yeah, right.
He started it.
What happened?
There was a lot of juking in between cars, from what I understand, and high speed. It was a high speed chase because what did you do? You got in front of the guy. The guy was veering back and forth in between his lane. He wouldn't stay in his lane.
Oh, God.
And, texting, so he was in between two lanes.
Oh, he's texting, yeah. And so Joey finally blows him up. Zeus finally blows him off. Goes around him, and so then the guy was mad and
hold on to your dick!
That's how it ended.
Then he tells me that he flipped him off in my car, by the way. And then,
well, of course. You don't do that in your
own
car.
Then, and then
irresponsible
another
in
more
your own car.
Vulgar.
Really?
Yes.
Wait,
sign,
you were?
Sign language. Yeah.
You were vulgar?
No. I don't buy it.
Really? We've yet to see that side of you. We've
trying
have
to get
not
it
seen
out.
That at all. No, I know.
Yeah.
You're like a wall.
Not when
you
he's
can't
pissed.
Knock that down.
Yeah.
Apparently,
getting his lane, Mark.
All you have to do is piss him off.
I wasn't pissed, though. I was actually having fun. You know, I like.
In the F-150's favor, actually, it kept up pretty well.
So. While it was happening, did you go, that's a pretty sweet car, though. It's a pretty sweet truck. You can get one at you can get one in Holly. Yeah, for a good deal.
For
I'm going to call Tom.
For how much again? For that F-150?
Let me see. Thinking off the top of my head.
194?
Thanks for,
like that?
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oh.
Is that close?
Both of you. You both.
How close was I? It's 190 something, right?
No.
149?
An F-150 four-wheel drive Super Crew as low as 138 a month.
38. Yeah, I wasn't listening.
Jim, that's your first one.
Bentley?
Yeah, it
that's
is.
Trudy's second
I'm
one.
Not on there because
I'm really pissed I'm still in the lead.
Wait, I didn't hear.
I think my favorite one up there is Righteous Rage.
I was just going to ask you. I don't want to ask now because I'm sure, but I could get another one for thanks for listening to the podcast. But.
Oh, that was very deft of you to avoid that. But Righteous Rick got one because of on Facebook.
Oh. Yeah.
Someone told him. Thanks for listening to me. Rashawn has one. Kimberly Gill on Channel 4 has one.
What was her offense again? What did she
Drew do? Was telling a story and we hit play and she repeated exactly what he said. need to tell you about Dr. Roche, all the wonderful things going on over there, DRROCHE.com, 248-338-1110, if you want to look younger and look your best, do the skin tight, the BBL treatments, Drew's a big fan of that.
I have had that, yeah.
You have?
Yeah, you should go in pasty, that's a really good thing, and you are right now, so it's a perfect time, right?
Really?
Right, because it's, you know, a laser.
Are you saying I'm pasty?
Oh, no, not you. Everyone, pasty? But yeah, you're somewhat pasty. It's not like you're tan. You're not outside yeah. or anything now.
Don't act like you think you're tan.
Another shot. Huh?
Well, it's not
Don't act like you think God, you're tan. I know I'm not tan.
Pasty's just a bad look, isn't it? It's just a kinda, good look.
Yeah. It is.
I know you cared so much about your looks.
But it's
very vain.
It's a really good thing to be if you're going to get any sort of laser thing because then your skin is more susceptible to the light.
I had a friend whose dad used to always say it's better to be tan because if you're fat and white, you're just fat and white. But if you're tan, you're Samoan. I thought that's quite racist and incorrect of you.
That's cool. That's The Rock.
The Rock.
Essentially.
I can't believe Jesus Christ is not a fan of The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with her?
That interview, everyone is.
It affected me greatly.
I watched Jumanji last night.
Why?
I was born.
For The Rock.
Hi, Brandon.
For The Rock, you're right. Yeah.
All right. Goodbye, Facebook.
Goodbye, fucking shit, Facebook.
All right. Where are we?
We were...
Too many things going on.
Where were we?
I don't know. Are you guys getting sick of the whole Trump chick... parade that's been going on.
I think it's kind of fun in a way, sort of.
So done with it.
You really are.
I don't know.
I thought Aunt Stormy was quite inspirational the other day.
I do
Aunt Stormy.
Well,
Aunt
Stormy. The big one now is Karen McDougal and her attorney. She's going to be on Anderson Cooper on Friday for the second worst interview.
God, he's killing this week.
I know. What is it with Anderson Cooper?
Yeah.
But her attorney was on GMA, and I figured out the perfect solution to this.
Oh, what is it?
She's mad that the National Enquirer took $150,000.
Right. And then killed her story.
And then killed the story.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, I always forget about the fact that she wanted a column in Health Magazine.
Uh-huh.
And he said on GMA that they ran like 24 of them, but they were supposed to run 100.
100
articles?
Yeah, 100 columns of Karen McDougal.
She's not got 100 columns in her.
Exactly, which they should have just said, we saw the first 24. No thanks.
Yeah.
But the perfect solution is, why don't they just run the interview now?
Yeah.
And then we're done.
And everyone would
read
it.
That's brilliant.
Everyone would read it. They got it at a very good price.
Is that the principle of giving the baby its bottle?
No, it's kind of screwing her, because now she can't capitalize on it. Yep. She got her $150,000 in it.
They don't have to pay her back. The story's out there.
They can do whatever they want with it.
And they get the scoop, and it doesn't go to...
Exactly. Because everybody...
Failing New York Times.
Everyone knows the story. So the reason they killed it is pretty much null and void. It doesn't matter. Yeah. He won the presidency. So who cares?
You could save so much of her money paid to her lawyer.
Well, that's the really funny thing. That's what I think she's really pissed at. Out of the $150,000, she only got $82,000.
I forgot about that.
Because her pro bono lawyer took half of it, which kind of defeats the purpose of pro bono.
Yeah,
if he's going to take half of it.
Yeah.
Can't you just Google any legal assistance you need and say just cut out the middleman?
Yeah, probably. You could do, was it lawyer.com, Lindsay Lohan's new
thing? Oh, that's right. Did we ever find out what that exactly is?
No.
It's just a lawyer referral service?
I would imagine.
She's just sitting by Google referring you to
she's lawyers? She's Googling it
for
you.
She should know.
That job is too much for her.
What?
She's so cleaned up. She has her
She is. She looks younger, too.
Buttoned all up. Yeah, her makeup is so white. Very pasty.
But she's doing lawyer.com commercials.
I know.
Brandon, are you going to join us today?
No, he's taking notes on the wall. Just going to sit there.
Here, you can come over here. Can we do our music? We were going to run JB Smooth while we do our musical chairs, but...
And then, Brandon, I know you would pot this up. Since
oh,
Mark
I'm
didn't
sorry.
Want to.
Why didn't you call me out?
I don't know. I didn't want to interrupt.
Fake. You're not going to play anything?
Well, now I'm getting ready. It takes some time to... It doesn't have what I want.
Fine and cue.
Thanks for chewing me out for something.
I didn't chew you out. Just said Brandon would pop me up.
And then not being ready.
Oh, you know what I'm going to play then.
Galaxy.
Oh, we talked about this.
What? Oh, yeah, that's right. You have to...
Damn it, what's taking so long?
It's not only the processional of Brandon before the microphone, but that of Jin Bentley to the white chair.
Okay.
Whoa!
Really?
Oh, here,
nice.
Let me get this.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? What do you think I would play? Whoa, whoa.
Oh, sorry.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh. Oh my God.
What a mess.
When Drew's away, the mice will play.
That's okay.
I was debating whether or not that's the snow shovel that someone gave for Tom to, you know, clear off cars. I was debating of moving it, just getting rid, because I hate where it's at.
Right,
it's
yeah.
in the way, as just we just saw. But then I decided I'd rather be stubborn to prove a point that it will never be moved.
You're right, yeah. And that stubbornness really set the very first icon for the show, which is the red shovel.
Hey, is it still out there?
Is it?
If it is, I believe it's on the back porch.
Oh, you mean Mags's toilet?
Mags just goes right on it.
He does.
Really?
Half the time, he'll just take a dump on the deck in the back. Drew knows it, too. It's like, yeah, he's too lazy to go down.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of, it's less, Drew doesn't have to walk as far.
I kind of
like
see
it easier.
Yeah.
Just don't walk in your
you
spare feet out
those.
There.
I had some bad dog turd stories today.
What happened?
I took little Bill to doggy daycare.
Oh.
And he hung a nice fat deuce before before we went to doggy daycare. And it's only like a 2-minute drive. And I get there and I hand the dog off and I look down and he must have had a big old dingleberry and he just smushed it all up in my pants.
Those pants you have on now?
And so I'm running late for work and I'm like, do I run home? Because it's only a minute away and change. No. I just
so you had feces?
Tried to clean it off.
Oh,
Bill,
my God.
Bill feces.
Yeah, I got some feces on my jeans.
Why don't you just take them off and go wash them?
They're my favorite pair of jeans.
And then go lay in Drew's bed.
Wear some of Drew's pants. Since they're all single, what is it? Single Drew female.
Single Drew female.
Let's grab some of his cop pants.
Why not? Zeus was out on the front porch not that long ago because Chris Kill sent us sent Drew a little package. And he goes up there, and of course, immediately a strange package on the porch, and everybody thinks of Austin.
Yep.
And what happened out there?
I know I did.
And I actually should have taken some preventive action.
No.
But I didn't. I just stayed in my seat. Yeah. I feel bad about that.
I just requested not to open it down here.
That was sensitive.
I know.
They have said, though, that because that was the big fear with this bomber, that there's still packages in circulation.
Oh,
but they just announced.
Be, yeah.
They announced recently, though, that they don't think so.
They don't.
Yeah, there it is, the gay bomb.
They don't know. He's 24 years old, and everybody thought he was some really seasoned...
Former military. That was what a lot of people said, that he's got to be former military.
Right, that's what the FBI profiler thought.
The bombs
was
very
he?
Sophisticated.
No, they were wrong, just like they were wrong with the Unabomber.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember? What was that show? Was it Manhunt?
Yeah, that was
that
really
Netflix?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, they reconstructed like they did... With the Unabomber, they reconstructed his first bomb. This guy in Austin.
Put all the pieces.
His name is Mark, so I'm never going to forget that.
Is it with a C?
No, it's with a K.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Okay.
And his last name.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi. His last name is Condit, like Gary Condit.
Oh, like Gary Condit.
If I married Gary Condit, he would be, I'd be Mark Condit.
You'd take his name.
You'd be his verb, Mark.
You'd be his name double.
Yeah. Gross.
He wouldn't take Fellhauer.
No, who would? I'm trying to find the story on him.
So was he a local dude? I only saw two pictures. One of him on a ski hill with a snowboard. And, and then the one that's plastered all over.
You know where all those pictures came from? Mom!
Oh, really?
His mom's Facebook.
Homeschooled. Oh, well,
I don't know what that means.
It means not socialized properly in many cases. Not in all, but...
I don't know. A lot of the stuff you're going to hear about this is how... He was very against gay marriage. which he had a lovely analogy about gay marriage.
Ready for a bomb?
And
too soon.
No.
No.
You only killed two people.
Yeah, we're over them and killing him. That's not too soon for that.
He's very anti-abortion too, which.
So kill people?
I don't. Yeah, I know.
To prevent killing people?
So people are going to start putting him on the right wing and saying.
Exactly.
Conservatives are crazy, see?
Exactly. And that's horseshit.
This is just some fucking idiot kid.
Yeah, nut job. I was determined to find something positive about him, and I think I did.
Really?
Story, if I could just find. Oh, here
we go. You saw how pumped Trump was that he died, right?
Yeah. Oh, do you have his tweet?
All caps.
Yeah.
The other day, I actually we got a Kate orders stuff on Amazon, so a package came.
Mm-mm.
And being the good dad I am, I went outside not to be around the kids. But then the other day we got new internet,
yeah.
So that showed up, and I was like, nah, like. I'll
let them
open
deal with
that
one.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
If he's a criminal.
No, Kate was just opening it by herself. The kids were with me. So
ah.
Figured if anyone's going to take the hit, Kate, it was her idea to order the new internet. And...
But there is something weird about that. Would you
it has
open...
to be one parent or the other that's safe.
Well, right. I wanted to make sure she's gone and I'm here.
Right.
Would most people open a package they don't know where it came from?
No. I don't know.
I mean, I would. I know I would. Just because I'm a curious idiot.
You would have, would you still?
Probably.
Just
probably. Of course, now I'm saying this, someone's going to send me a box of shit, and I'll open it. If you're going to send the box
someone
of shit,
in this room.
Send it to Drew's house, and I'll open it here. Oh, there's Trump's tweet. Austin bombing suspect is dead, all caps. Great job by law enforcement and all concerned.
Oh.
And it really was the way they got him. Of course, he was in his Billy Manziel outfit with the long...
That's right.
Billy Manziel wig. Did you see the video of him?
No, I didn't.
This bomber goes to FedEx to ship his bombs, which it's another serious issue, Shell thought. He went to FedEx to ship a bomb that was in Austin, that's going to Austin, but it went all the way to San Antonio to come back to Austin, which seems very inefficient in my mind.
Totally.
Yeah.
The one
why would that happen?
I don't know. The one that
Is
blew
that the
up.
One in the FedEx?
The facility was just outside San Antonio, so I'm thinking, wait, they had to take it from Austin to San Antonio to go back to Austin?
How do they take it, too? Is it by truck, do you think? So they just truck it there, so there's no altitude issue?
No, and it blew up.
In time.
It blew up on the conveyor belt.
We love you, Jackson.
Thank you, George. Congratulations on your NCAA pool.
Yeah.
Joey's winning.
Who is?
Kicking Obama's ass.
George H.W. Bush.
George is?
Yeah, on the NCAA.
Wow.
Who does he have in the final? He had A&M?
Yeah, Texas.
And Villanova, I believe.
Probably.
Not.
So this guy goes...
A.K.A. David Copperfield.
This guy goes to FedEx. He's got a ridiculous wig on. And he's wearing latex gloves.
Oh,
can't
God.
The person working at FedEx go,
why couldn't he just put on leather gloves?
This seems a little suspicious.
Yeah.
Couldn't he
leather
have...
gloves? Probably.
Well, but it's probably not that chilly either. Yeah.
Either way.
He's suspicious.
It looks really stupid.
Yeah, it does.
In hindsight 2020, but
in a
still.
Wig. You can tell when someone's wearing a wig.
It's Austin, though. Okay? There might be a lot of weird people.
Oh,
good point.
Great point. I didn't even think of that. Yeah. They probably get it all the time.
Probably.
Wig-wearing, glove-wearing people shipping things in FedEx.
God, it's funny. That is very Billy Manziel.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
He needs the mustache. Maybe she just thought it was Billy Manziel.
Huh.
Yeah. Johnny's alter ego.
She knew who that was. Well, she might.
Let's see. What else do we know about this guy? Mark Anthony Condon. Of course, he gets three names.
Eyes are too close together.
I guess
they were
flooded with tips after that footage went out of him sending the two
footage.
FedEx. This is weird, too. He used exotic and foreign batteries ordered online from Asia to make his bomb. What are exotic batteries? Just different voltage?
Brazil? I don't know.
A Brazilian battery?
And then was the rest of the stuff just comprised of things that he purchased at Home Depot?
Home Depot, yeah.
Nails and shit.
Yeah. They went through his Google history, too, so they knew exactly, you know, who he was and what he was doing. Law enforcement never heard of him before. This is the interesting thing. He's 23, no trail of social media.
Whoa, really?
That's weird.
Not at all. He had some of these blog posts, which is why we know what a horrible person he is.
Wait, and his mom had social media?
His mom had, his teacher slash mom had social media. she posted when he graduated.
Hi, Mommy.
Oh, that's right.
Hi, Bobby. But here's the one nice thing about him. He purchased his own home.
Oh.
A millennial homeowner, so good for you.
I am a young millennial, too.
It was a total shithole. I don't know if you saw it on the news.
Did he have roommates?
Yes, two roommates that rented from him.
Oh, he's defaulting on his loan now, though, because he'd set himself on fire his own bomb.
Those poor roommates, where are they going to sleep?
Yeah, nice landlord.
Wouldn't they know, too?
You'd think so. Someone's making bombs. Where else would he go to make the bombs? Right? He's making them in the house. I would think they would know something.
Mommy and Daddy lived very close by.
Aww.
They had cell phone data, witness accounts. I mean, the guy was as good as caught. They showed up at the Red Roof Inn, another serious issue, Shell thought. They need to fix the O on the sign because it was going out.
No.
So
like Red Roof Inn. I don't know what it matters, but that's always just a bad look when a sign is missing a letter.
Is that why you're searching Red Roof Inn on here?
No.
Are you looking for it?
What were the reviews?
Still up? I was looking for reviews on that Red Roof Inn in Round Rock because it doesn't look like the nicest Red Roof Inn.
Where is the nicest Red Roof Inn?
They serve a purpose.
Oh, they do.
That's my polite way of saying it. They're not the best. They serve a purpose. So, yeah, so the Austin police get there. He spots them. He's in his car, so he decides to take off. And this is the ballsiest thing. One of the cops rammed the car with their own car, knowing that there might be explosives in there.
Man.
Just to get them off the road. How badass is that?
It's pretty badass. Doesn't Texas have officer, what is it? What do you call him? Officer?
Oh, Officer Robot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody should have Officer. Do you know about Officer Robot?
In his robot car?
He's awesome. Most decorated officer. Officer Robot's the guy that took down that asshole that shot all the Dallas police.
Oh, Dallas. Okay.
The Black Lives
what
Matter.
Is he, a robot?
He did something here recently, too, Officer Robot.
Yeah, I think he busted into somebody's standoff.
Yeah, he's like a superhero. They just put up the robot bat signal and he shows up.
Yeah.
Is that easy?
Yeah.
In this case, it was a real cop, though, huh?
Yeah, and they fired at the car as he blew himself up. So I like to think in my own head that the cop that fired at the car actually hit an explosive and killed him, as opposed to him blowing himself up.
Yeah.
Cool.
It fits my own narrative much better.
Freeze!
here's some of this genius's writing. As for gay marriage, homosexuality is not natural.
Okay, this was my question, because he didn't have a social media presence, so
he had a blog.
So he had a blog, okay.
Because he had an online class at Austin Community College.
Oh, he did? Did he graduate? Was it all online? I thought he did graduate.
College?
No.
Well, maybe a 2-year.
Homeschool he graduated.
Yes, he graduated homeschool.
I thought he graduated college.
Like your mom is going to flunk you.
She wants you to pass to get out of
back
there.
I have to
back a grade.
Well, he's a straight-A student.
Was he extremely religious? What's with
the
hatred
motive
towards homosexuals?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
There it is, the gay bomb.
Just look at the male and female bodies. It would be like trying to fit two screws together and two nuts together and say, see, it's natural for them to go together.
Oh.
Well, natural.
Two nuts go together.
For reproduction. But that was his argument against gay marriage, which marriage is a man-made construction.
What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby.
And what about the butthole?
Exactly.
Think about that.
Ways to get pleasure. The mouth.
Man, he'd be a great candidate for reading Marlon Bundo, but it's too late.
Marlon Bundo. Number one.
Yeah, number one.
He rallied against the government providing women with free abortion, saying, if you can't provide for a child, then don't have sex. Which, yeah, I mean,
it's kind of right there.
I kind of understand where you're coming from there, but it doesn't work that way.
Do you suspect that he didn't have sex? And that's why he's...
I kind of think so, Trudy.
Or do you...
Although he's a homeowner.
A homeowner,
so maybe he can provide.
Yeah.
Raise that kid in that shit.
He's got somewhere to bring girls back to.
God, now I want to know. Is it bad? Am I a bad person because I would rather know more about this asshole nut job than the people that died?
Well, that's always what happens
when
these type of situations occur. Everybody just scrambles to find out who done it. Let me see a picture of him. Oh, that guy's an asshole. And a lot of times they want to see who done it just so they could figure out if he's a Republican or a Democrat or white or black
right,
or gay or straight.
Yeah. Which it doesn't matter.
Well, Mark, can I ask you about that show Active Shooter today?
Yeah.
On Showtime. And I watched 3 episodes, and they were great, but the stories were so... Talking to the survivors or people who lost family, it was hard to watch.
Maybe that's it.
But they were about the Aurora, Colorado. I can't remember the names.
That guy, yeah.
James. The Joker?
Yeah, yes. The Joker.
And then, what was the other one? Dylan Roof?
Dylan Roof and Charles.
Two N's and Dylan.
Yeah.
They got me out.
They got the most ill-fitting Gold's Gym tank top ever.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was the body
that was in it.
I know.
Where did he get that?
Gold's Gym should be appalled that guy was allowed to wear that shirt.
They should rebrand.
I felt almost kind of bad that I was sitting there today watching it and like, is there something wrong with me that I really get into this stuff? That I just find it so intriguing. I want to learn about these people. I don't know.
It's interesting detail, but I was reading about the Colorado shooter, the Aurora, Colorado guy.
James Holmes, right.
Yeah. And when they figured out, they had a psychologist go in there, and there were 3 reasons that he did it. One, because his girlfriend broke up with him.
Oh, you loser.
And the second one was for the notoriety, because he knew everybody gets attention, and they become
pussy. You know, like,
and the third one was because he was hated people.
Oh, okay, good. Nice guy.
A lot of people.
Yeah, but he didn't shoot. He did it intentionally in a dark theater because he didn't want to see the people.
Yeah.
He wanted it to be just...
That's weird.
So he didn't shoot a lot of the people up front because they were right in front of him.
Really?
Yeah, so he was trying to separate himself from doing it by not having to see
everything
he caused.
I don't like that because it almost shows that he's got this little bit of empathy and I'd rather...
No, but only
why
for himself.
Do it? But why do it?
He didn't want to be burdened with seeing those faces shot.
Yeah, because
so it's all about him,
right? Yeah,
I know, but you would think that he wouldn't want that because he doesn't want to see the pain or the horror in their eyes. So why do it? I think that's why I'm interested.
He didn't want to see it. To save himself.
I didn't want to see his stupid fucking hair either.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was like people,
his stupid hair.
It was like purplish or what was it? Red? I don't know.
Look on his face. It's like that Kingsman. Did you ever see that movie?
The first one. I haven't seen the second one. Don't ruin the second one.
Where he's the villain is actually repulsed by the scenes of blood. He can't see blood.
I wish I remember that.
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, that's right. God, I haven't seen that in a while.
Can't see gore or blood.
So what's the what does Drew call it when it's insignificant info dump?
Trivia, yeah.
Okay, I found one recently on the new Austin bombing. Condit, Mark Anthony Condit.
Is that the old football player with the Lions, the quarterback?
Sean King.
Oh no, he's a columnist and he stirs things up from time to time. He gets into a lot of Twitter.
Yeah, that's the same guy.
Signed in him for a year. Do you remember
what?
That? Lions signed him almost.
It's not a sports podcast.
I know, it's just me.
But this was just somebody replying to something he had said that says his parents, and by his I mean the Austin bomber, were and are really active in Amway.
No.
So the DeVos family's company that funds right-wing Christian causes for those looking into his radicalization.
Hmm. What?
And then they have these documents that show.
He's not radicalized. It's insane.
We don't know.
Insignificant trivia about the Austin bomber.
We don't know the motive. I mean, other than that, he's just a loser.
Well, according to this, Betsy DeVos is behind it.
Oh, my God.
She's directly behind it.
Oh, my God. That is so stupid.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she's... Well, and maybe she's behind it because she's trying to pull away from all the publicity she's been getting.
Oh, that's
wait, the bad publicity? So she was
now you're giving her way too much credit.
Yeah, so this was intentional. It's a false flag, possibly.
False flag. He also, this guy wanted to get rid of the sex offender registry because, you know, after you...
Why? What?
Well, because after your prison time's up and you served your debt to society, why should he have to suffer the rest of his life? Because
you're going to do it again and I want to know?
No shit. No shit.
Especially people like that?
What a moron.
Serious issue, shallow thought, though. One thing that we learned. Did you guys talk... Oof. All right.
Oh, just throw it out there.
On the edge.
Please.
That Steven Adler is the mayor of Austin. The guy from Guns N' Roses?
We have not talked about it
on the podcast.
Off the podcast, we've talked about it.
Mark was
Thanks for listening to Podcast Show Prep.
You weren't here for the dress rehearsal.
Yeah, you're right. Do I get them on?
It was a lengthy one.
It was, I had heard that and I forgot and I just remembered later that, oh, the Austin mayor has the same name as somebody famous. I couldn't think of who it was. And I told Drew, I'm like, Drew, just Google it. And he starts Googling, and he just starts laughing real hard. I said, because you're picturing the drummer, Steven Adler, running a press conference in a city. Just all fucked up.
He was kind of gapping it here and there. And I was like, it possibly could it be him? Could it? Yeah.
He's disappeared. The mayor's disappeared. I haven't seen him lately.
Oh, yeah, he's touring again, I think.
He's trying to get back in the band.
Oh, well, yeah, they have another tour. It's going to be really lucrative. Ready. They made huge coin on that one.
Was it Adler's? What was the?
His mom.
Was it Adler's Army?
Oh, Adler's Army.
Is that the band he?
Oh boy,
Drew read the whole.
I'm going to have to figure
Thanks for
it listen- out.
We should all get a point for listening.
I know it. I feel like it is something Army. Shit.
Hmm.
You might be right too.
Speaking of the Army, Inside Edition had a great story on.
Adler's Appetite.
Adler's Appetite.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening to the podcast, Mark.
No, that is not a point. That's not a point.
So we all don't get one?
That was just gapping.
Well, he would
forgetting.
Get one too then.
Okay.
Right. Everybody would.
Everyone cancels out.
I feel better.
Inside Edition had a story on Jessica Lynch. Does everybody remember Jessica Lynch? Because it's been 15 years.
Yeah, Iraq.
And
rescued.
That story.
Not really.
It's very intriguing as to what really happened. And then, of course, the Army wants to capitalize on it to say, look at this war hero. Of course, she never fired a shot. Her gun jammed right away. And how she's doing now, and it's a nice story. But serious issue, Shell thought.
What does she look like?
When they did. Oh, she looks great.
Oh, okay.
She's going to have a book out, so that's
that was
good
my
for her.
Oh, wow.
Married and all that. I mean, she's doing wonderful.
Aged well.
And she was injured, so I feel bad for her. I think she got in a fight with the government over how they promoted her. And she's like, I don't want that, first of all. And it wasn't you're changing the story.
Wait, someone who got in a fight with the government because she didn't want more?
I think she was kind of, I don't know. Is that something you'd want to be taken advantage of?
Yeah, she felt like it was completely lies.
I immediately confused her with Lindy England.
Oh, right. Lindy England was the pointer. In the waterboarding?
the
I'll do grape. Now, that led me down a deep hole today.
Mark,
as I
no
started
joke,
looking.
That's who I first thought of when you said, I swear to God, I was picturing that because I was thinking, what does she look like? I could picture
her pointing
Lindy
at the
England.
Guy's dick.
Yeah, that's who I was picturing.
But I don't ever remember seeing the guy's dick until I went online today, and all those photos
really?
Are out there, and you can see all these, you know, Iraqis that.
Really? Are they?
Mistreated at Abu Ghraib. Trudy's Googling to see it.
It's Lindsay?
I think it's Lindsay, but it's spelled really weird.
No, it's Lindy.
Or Lindy, yeah.
Oh, Lindy.
L-Y-N-N-D-I-E.
And she's pointing right at his dick.
And she is great.
That he's holding. She's making him hold his own dick.
Oh, really? What? She should have held it.
It's so weird.
I don't know. Here's that stupid picture.
Images.
Where she's pointing.
Yeah. What does it say on her shirt? I love JBN.
What?
I don't know.
Let me see. Hold it up.
She's got a cigarette, too.
Yeah, that's right. She looks kind of okay. That's the one we always saw.
Yes,
on the news because they cropped
expanded.
It. They cropped up the guy's dong.
Where's the regular picture
on her Wikipedia?
Here
page.
Here we go.
Nice.
Oh, they're blurred out.
Nice that picture is on your Wikipedia page because that's how we know who you are because you pointed at a dick.
Were they blurred out, Mark?
No, okay. Not at all. Wikipedia doesn't blur stuff out.
So bad.
Search some kind of venereal disease and see how much they don't blur out.
You're right.
Oh, really? Ooh.
Not that I have.
This is so bad.
All over it.
At this.
I know the pictures. You forget about this stuff and how terrible they
are. Why'd they blur that out in Wikipedia?
It's terrible.
Well, I wonder what she's up to today. Didn't she got? Did she go to jail? Was she court-martialed? I mean, a bunch of them were from Abu Ghraib.
No, they made her do it. Well, the chick who is sort of in charge of the waterboarding is now in charge. Is second at the CA. Oh no, she's the. CEO of the CIA, isn't she? The director?
She took Pompeo's job.
Yeah.
And that's all anybody ever says about her is how she oversaw that site where they waterboarded, which, yeah, sure, it's terrible and all, but we don't know anything else about her.
She looks up really nice in her.
It's a lady. A lady can never be mean. But once again, we don't know much about her, and everybody just wants to attack.
Well, I know.
One thing.
But that's the one thing I know about her.
So. I know, so why not attack?
Well, but, not attacking.
No, I know, but most
maybe
people.
Maybe I said that with pride.
Big pro waterboarder.
Big pro waterboarder.
Got a lot of great answers out of waterboarding.
That's why Zeus is such a good kid nowadays.
Yeah.
Unless you're in an F-150. Yeah.
No spanking. Yeah. Spanking there. He totally gets waterboarded.
Jessica Lynch, too. The other thing that always pops in my head about her is back at Riff, we were laughing.
I think I know. Was it the old building?
Yeah, the old building. What is it?
That was one of my earliest memories. The kids writing notes, and they spelled "come home."
Please
C-U-M.
Come home, C U M. And Clark, I just remember
that was
Clark,
probably one of my first days working there. Around
we
that
buzzed
time.
And laughed uproariously by the fact that some 5-year-old wrote C U M for "please come home."
I know,
a bunch of children trying to be really nice, and a bunch of dicks pointing at it. You don't know how to spell.
She spelled it C-U-M.
Really
when
knew.
No, she wants her to come home.
Trying to decide. I mean, do some of these guys look like they like being waterboarded?
Why? Because they're getting a shower?
Like they're sexually attracted to being waterboarded.
Oh, like they like being choked?
Like they're maybe. Like they're 5/8 hard?
Oh, really? Let me see.
Oh, I can't tell from the picture, and I feel like a creep blowing it up.
Oh, no, they're not being waterboarded; they're just being piled butthole on top of butthole.
Oh, and they're excited about that. They're excited about that, are they not?
That's not a good pyramid.
What am I seeing?
Structurally,
is that the picture I had.
Structurally
too?
Terrible
yeah.
pyramid.
Yeah, and they took the picture from the back, of course. Jeez.
Right.
What?
Why can we see? Why can we see wieners but no buttholes?
Depends where you go.
A blur butthole. Wikipedia is.
I think
you think everyone has a butthole. You can show that. Everyone has a wiener.
It's just natural.
It's grace.
It's just skin.
Like breastfeeding.
If you diagram that photograph,
sexual.
Whoever was taking the picture, they put all those, guys in the pyramid in the foreground, and then Lindy and who's the other guy in the back with the big smiles on their face.
And the thumbs up again. Ugh, what a sad chapter Abu Ghraib was.
Terrible.
How far in should we do JB Smoove now? We said we're going to do it when Brandon got here, but he arrived early, so it's his fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked to him. He's going to be at Motor City Casino Soundboard April 12th.
12th.
I'm going to go see Cedric the Entertainer on Friday.
Ooh.
No.
I felt bad. She Trudy told me that earlier, and I was like, isn't he dead?
Bernie Mac.
It's Bernie.
No. Exactly. I know. I couldn't believe
I like
that
you guys know how he's thinking. Because that's exactly what I was thinking.
No, I know Cedric. I wouldn't go see a show,
I
but
Bernie
I know
was
Cedric the Entertainer.
Funnier, but we'll see.
I actually liked his show when it came out.
Oh, it was a good show.
I just hate those types of shows usually. And I was a little younger. When did that come out? Like, maybe early 2000s.
Did you get what he was trying to do in Barbershop?
I don't think I saw Barbershop.
And Barbershop, too.
Barbershop's not bad.
It's not no, bad it's not. But I just didn't know what he was all about.
All right. Well, here's J-Boo.
J-Boo.
Up your butt, J-Boo. Here's J.B. Smoove from earlier today. J.B. Smoove.
What's going down?
How are you?
You know how it is. Come on, man.
Detroit.
You know, like, people call me from all around the world to see how I'm doing. You know, the Pope, anybody, everybody who's into like live life and trying to do their journey. You know what I'm saying? They just check on me.
That's very nice.
I think about them sometimes. And I just give them advice. Believe me.
I did find you inspirational when I was listening to some of your stuff. Yeah, you are.
Very inspirational. Come on now. And I don't charge people for it. I just give it to them from time. You know what I mean? I could charge them. I could get a little list, like a little menu of things that I offer, my services.
I'd buy
but
it.
I don't do that.
I'd totally buy it.
I should do it. I should do that.
I was going to say you should write a book, but Leon Black already wrote a book on his philosophy.
He already wrote a book. He kind of stepped on my toes, but I did give the man advice, and he took it and ran with it. And he put a book out. So see how things work? Sometimes they work from inside out and from outside in sometimes.
Right.
We were talking about how you got the role of Leon, which is just an amazing story of how life works. You left SNL. Unfortunately, your friend died. You were in L.A. But what I found most fascinating about that is how you had no qualms about busting in, doing the improv with Larry David, and you were a fan of the show, which I think takes some balls. Was there any fear?
No fear, brother. No fear at all. Because you gotta realize this, man. Sometimes, the universe just works in a weird way, man. As long as you are prepared for whatever the hell you're gonna do, and you're able to change gears. See, that's why I tell you, man. You go in high. You go in at the maximum of your energy and of your determination, and you can always pull back. It's very hard to turn it up. So you might as well go in there and kick somebody in the teeth. You know what I'm saying? That's what I tell you. Kick them in the teeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're a boxer.
Yeah.
Here's how you do it. You're a boxer. Right? You come in there, and that boxing first round, just go for a low blow instantly. The first punch you throw is a low blow right to the nuts. Boom! You know what I mean?
Well, there's the... Hit him.
And then take the penalty. No, take the penalty. But that dude know, can't get down. Now, his mind, smile at him. Now, his mind is on, oh, no. I got 10 rounds if I was to do, and he's going to do it again. Now, he's so damn worried about to punch him in the nuts, and he's going to keep his hands down, putting his hands down, and you punch him in the face, see? And that's a legal punch, see?
JB, I'm with you because people always talk about what wins, strength or speed, and I always think crazy wins.
Yeah,
crazy wins every time. So now you're the pace car. Set the tone for this whole fight. He's so damn worried about getting punched in the nuts again. He felt how he felt that first punch. Yeah, now he's shy. He's going to keep putting his hands low, blocking his ball.
No one knows which way you're going to go, what the rules are.
He don't know. All he know is that first punch hurt. That's all he know. He don't want to feel that again. 9 more rounds. You got him.
Right.
You got him when you want him. That's why I did Larry David. I punched him in the nut.
In his long balls.
In his long ass balls.
It's like a speed bag.
Like a speed bag. That's how speed bag now.
Speed bag balls.
Speed bag balls.
It is the crazy that's winning the world nowadays, though. What's your interpretation of how that crazy is? Do you have any...
The crazy world? Oh, man.
The crazy that's going on.
We ass out. I don't know if you've heard that term before, but we ass out right now.
We got no wins.
We ass out. I mean, we got no wins. We are in the worst spot predicament we have ever... There's no scenario that could have been as bad as what we have gotten ourselves into. Everything is out of whack right now. The universe is in a weird place, man. Now, this is a perfect time for a UFO to land on this planet. Perfect timing. Come on, man.
See?
This is a perfect time for a UFO to wake up in the morning. What's a big black thing floating around? And this is the perfect time for some beings from another planet to land here. You know what I'm saying? Perfect timing.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. Hey, if time is going to be crazy, you might make time as crazy as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Good time
wins.
For a spaceship to show up, for dogs. Start walking on their hind legs like regular people, like crazy stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or squirrels to smoke cigars. Like anything can happen now. You know, anything is possible right now. You know what I'm saying? You have no idea what's going to be popular. Everything is out of whack right now. Things that are not supposed to be popular are popular. People are becoming superstars who do nothing. Everything is out of whack. It's crazy. We have no rules for this anymore.
You know what, though? People becoming superstars that maybe shouldn't be superstars, I think, happened a while ago. And we were looking, I'm always fascinated. Like, SNL is just an amazing show. People that come in and come out, and you were there for 2 years. And we were looking at the host that hosted, and some names popped out. But there were a couple names. It's like, oh, yeah, remember how famous Paris Hilton used to be?
Was.
Or Lindsay Lohan used to be.
Right.
And, you know, so that's been going on for a while where people that maybe don't do nothing become something. Lindsay actually was an actress, but maybe Paris not so much.
Hey, man, ain't no hater, man. All I'm saying is this. Ain't no hater. All I'm saying is, geez, the world is jacked up right now. Mm-hmm. They need somebody to fix it. They need somebody to fix it.
Yeah.
Now, I could, if I wanted to, put my name in the hat, you know, for the next election. Just to shake things up a little bit. Sometimes you got to shake things up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that means throw your name in the hat, shake it up a little bit. You might not win, and sometimes you don't even intend on winning. You just want to shake it up a little bit, let them know you're here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got a different outlook. You got different ideas.
Yeah.
Let people know. Let people have an option. Those people who are open-minded have an option to say, man, JB threw his name in the hat. I'm going to vote for him. What the hell? You know what I mean?
I think that's kind of how the last president got elected, who, amazingly, was also...
If he can do it.
He was also a
if
host.
He can do it, I can do it.
He was a host of SNL. Uh-oh. When you wrote, did you have any experiences with the Donald?
He did tell me anytime I'm in Atlantic City, come on by, any of my casinos, gratis. You guys are always good.
Huh.
You guys are always good. That's what he said. You guys are always good. Come on by. I got you.
Really?
You know, come stay at my hotel as long as you want.
Can you knock on his door now?
I don't know if he remember. I don't know if he would remember me now. Now look, I will throw that in his face. Hey man, I met you when I worked at SNL. You told me to come by your hotel anytime and gratis. You know, you take care of me. So we'll see what happens. If I'm in a pinch, you only go that. You have you ever heard that term? I'm in a pinch.
I don't see.
I'm in a pinch. Who knows? If the zombie apocalypse pops up, I'm gonna stay my ass right in that Atlantic City Hotel. I'll do it. Right now, I wouldn't do it because everything is cool. I wouldn't do it right now.
Right.
But let's just say the zombie apocalypse pops up, and his hotel is the only damn hotel that's available. I'm gonna have to go to it. I have to. Now, I wasn't checking under JB's food. I was checking under
Omarosa.
A different name. Somebody else. I was checking under Rip Van Winkle. I plan on slipping for a long time.
That's funny.
Long ass nap.
I think on Comedians and Cars and Coffee, that show with Jerry you were talking about, you were appalled that he wasn't watching The Walking Dead. I can only assume that was a few seasons ago because this show's kind of gone sideways. Yeah. But I always thought I don't want to be around for any apocalypse, zombie or otherwise.
Yeah,
it just looks awful.
You'd stink all the time.
That's the thing that's missing from this show. Now I'm gonna tell you, the popularity of a show it depends on your senses, your senses that you naturally have. Mm-hmm. Now let's just say the movie theaters, right? They're putting all these sound effects and everything in these theaters, these bowl sounds, and the sound is like incredible, you know. And they got the IMAX, they got the sound that goes with it. The chairs shake now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But here's an experience that we have not seen to capture as of yet. When they start to pump in the real smells and the aroma of what's going on in this scene, that's going to change everything. Going to change everything about going to the movie theater. You're going to be appalled. You're going to be this movie stinks because the real smell. Could you imagine Braveheart? The movie Braveheart.
Gross.
If Braveheart had smells, you'll throw up. You'll throw up right in the theater. Like, oh, I can't take it. This smells horrible. You better believe, man. You better believe Mel Gibson ass. I believe his ass stunk in that movie. No showers. No deodorant. You know his balls hurting, his stinking ass nuts. Come on, man. Come on, man. Are you kidding me? And it's all wet all the time.
Yeah, it's moist.
Wet and moist out there. Ugh. Come on, man. Ugh. Oh, that whole army stunk. I don't know how they can be around each other.
Well,
you pump that odor into that theater.
Yeah.
You can have the real feel of being in Braveheart. You run the hell about it, man. You couldn't eat your popcorn because your smells now attached to your tongue, which your tongue has a certain taste bud, and your nostrils take in a certain smell. You can't eat popcorn and juju beans and you can't eat your milk duds and stuff like that. You can't do it.
I know one movie that would have smelled nice when I saw it, and it was a great film-going experience. I was the only white person in a full theater, which was fantastic. It was Pootie Tang.
Oh my God! You saw that in the theater?
Oh, I saw it when it came out. Sadate.
Oh, damn! I talked to Chris Rock about that movie one day. I said, Chris, look, man, you got to bring Pootie Tang back. I said, here's what I told him to do, though. Now, this is a marketing genius. I said, you put out Pootie Tang 3. You put out Pootie Tang 3, so people think they missed Pootie Tang 2. See, that's how you market. That's how you market stuff. Skip over to put out Pootie Tang 3, and people go bananas trying to figure out what the hell happened to 2 and where the hell was I at that I missed 2. Oh, come on, man.
JB,
that's how you do it.
You
I'm a marketing genius.
You always play an entrepreneurial person, or it seems like you kind of pick that up a lot. Yeah. But you really are. That's your true personality. I mean, it's part of your comedy as well. But
I'm a go-getter.
You single-handedly, I think, helped the glasses industry, the eyeglass industry, but never got a commercial out of it. You should have, I think. But
you know what? Everybody's doing it now. You know what? Clark Kent did it before me, and then I came out with the black glasses, looking cool, and I also could wear my black shades. And I'm telling you something, I need an eyeglass campaign. Because I did this already.
Yeah.
I did it already.
You
know what I'm saying? I did it.
I thought about you when I picked out my my frames just recently.
You had to. But it matches your face. But it matches your damn face.
Yeah.
Your profile, everything. You know what you do? You put glasses on. Don't look in the mirror. You have someone take a photo of you doing stuff, doing little activities. You know what I mean? Making a cake.
That's true. Yeah.
Whatever it is. Huh. Just have people look at you how you. They take photos of you doing your everyday activities.
Yeah, they should do
so
that.
You know how the hell you look. Don't look in the mirror. Don't look in the damn mirror. Okay? The mirror changes everything.
Right.
It's not going to give you a representation of how you look, the lighting of it. You know, hell, a damn mirror is in reverse. You know what I mean? You can't capture yourself in its true essence. You got to get everything. How you look, getting thrown out a bar, how you look, you know, getting on a bus, you know, how you look, changing a tire. You know, these are little things that you want to know how you look in your glasses, little normal everyday activities. You know what I'm saying? Getting your Starbucks coffee or whatever it is. You know, you want to know how you look saying the word out. You know what I mean? How you look. You know what I'm saying? You want to have every angle of how you look represented in those glasses.
You have to act like those real stupid. Those real dramatic moments too, where you rip them off to get extra serious, or
yeah.
When you're thinking about something, you put your arm, the little arm in your mouth, yes. Hang out your mouth a little bit,
very pensive. Yeah,
you have to have all of that. You got to know how you look doing that.
It's like you got to
don't just put glasses on and assume they're gonna be okay because it's fine.
I feel like JB, you put together a sizzle reel of every pair of glasses you put together, so you see how you look at any.
This is all common knowledge, man.
April 12th, you're coming here to Detroit Motor City Soundboard doing stand-up. Is that, like Trudy said, you're doing commercials, which I find it interesting that you're doing commercials after you've become really famous. How much do you tour now?
Oh, I tour a lot now, man. I'm on my own damn tour. I'm on two tours right now. I'm on my lollygagging tour, and I'm also on Martin's tour. He has a tour. I'm on his tour with a bunch of other guys.
Oh, Martin's
but my
on
lollygagging tour is me. My essence, my true essence, my world is me. You know what I'm saying? It's me.
Who?
It's all me.
When you got into stand-up, who were your idols? I imagine Richard Pryor. Any other big idols that you really looked up to?
Oh, yeah, man. Pryor, Will Fox, Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
But you know who really made me take that real turn? Was George Carlin. Carlin made me take the real turn, man.
Yeah.
I just read the same video over and over again because I couldn't believe this guy, how much of a genius this guy was, man. I just kept reading the same video. And any of my friends who never heard of him, I would rent it again and show it to them. And this is like going to Blockbuster with VHS and just like, you know, I kept reading the same one over and over again. The guy was like, man, you keep reading the same video. I want you to buy one. I want to rent it.
He reminds me a lot of Larry David in a way that he's fearless. He'll say anything and do anything because he knows it's funny and most of the time right and correct.
Yep, he's correct. When you're right, I mean, when you're right, how can someone, you know, criticize you for being absolutely right? You know what I mean? You know, they can criticize you for not biting your tongue, but come on, man, he's absolutely right on everything he's talking about.
We talk about something here a lot because of the whole Me Too movement, separating the man from the art. And you mentioned Bill Cosby, and then Pootie Tang. I imagine you're friends with Louie and that wild story. Is there anything you want to say about that? Do you have trouble separating the man you know from the art and the man that
his what this boils down to? This is straightforward. You know, if you're inspired by Bill Cosby growing up, right?
Yeah,
let's just give a scenario. Suppose this happens. Let's just suppose you are inspired by, and the universe chooses to work in this manner. You're inspired by Bill Cosby. Freaking love. I mean, you played every album growing up. Mm. You are so inspired by him. He forced you to get into stand-up. You're like, couldn't believe the genius of this comedian, right? But then he got in trouble. Here's the one thing you cannot do. Cannot give any of that stuff back.
Yeah,
you cannot give that. You cannot give any of that stuff that inspired you back. But if you had to, you know what the world would be right now. If everything, you know, if they had to give back all the inspiration they got from somebody, now there's a void in your life because you had to give back the inspiration that person gave you. You know, like a computer, like you can erase it,
right.
But you can't erase it. So what happens? You know what happens? You know, you still are inspired by them in their at the pinnacle of their career and what they did and how they did it. You know, they somehow, you know, what they did worked. The inspiration they gave you worked, but you can't get the inspiration back.
Yeah.
That's the one thing you cannot give back. So, you know, what do you do? What do you say? You say, oh, I wasn't inspired by them. You know, what are you going to say?
Yeah. How much do we know about the geniuses that were, you know, before?
We know everything
media.
About every famous
Galileo
person.
Galileo or.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You kidding me? I mean, everybody has something. Everybody
Galileo,
has
total creep, by the way. Galileo. Was he? Oh, my gosh.
I heard that.
Nobody comes up with that crazy of ideas unless they're little nuts.
Tripping
balls.
Yeah, little things will pop up here and there. Like he did everything with no pants on or whatever. Something will come up.
Sure. Are you tight with Louis?
I've probably been in almost everything Louis at his very start. Yeah. I did a lot of stuff with Louis. A lot of his early
Conan,
stuff. So.
Conan, Pootie Tang. You were on the FX show for a weird spot. But.
Yeah, I did a lot of early stuff. I did a movie called Tomorrow Night, which was really fun.
Oh, really? Oh.
It was really fun.
How do we get him to come back? Because I wish he knew that we still love him.
People love Louis. Yeah. People love him. Yeah. People love Louis, man. I've done a lot of stuff with Louis. You know, this is it's just a pocket we're in right now, you know? And this is a weird bed that the world has made for everybody. Hmm. You know, and I will say this much that, you know, the comedian we are this breed that, you know, we are the next level of the real news. We take the real things going on in the world. We reshape it. We give a certain thing to the world, and you know, slowly but surely, it's being challenged more. We're being more aggressive in our thoughts and how we do it. Now we're taking telephones away at shows, and you know, we want this safe place to be able to be expressive and do our comedy. You know, and that's the only way to do it now, because you know, we are in a different pocket right now. We can't be as outspoken, you know. You know, as hard as you know, we could go years ago. Uh-oh. Now things that I think about stuff all the time. I'm like, damn, I remember in Albuquerque. You think about shows you've done and crazy things you've said on stage, and you know, and now you couldn't even say that on stage because you would offend the person. You know, I mean, plenty of times, you know, I had to smoke somebody in the audience. You know what I mean? Yeah. Plenty of times. Yeah. And I went as hard as possible, and the crowd goes crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
But we were talking to Artie.
If I did it now, yeah, it'd be crazy.
Artie Lang said the same thing. He made a joke, and one person wrote about it and didn't even get it correctly, and it was out of context. And, of course, now everybody craps on him.
It changes.
So. And everybody just wants to know the worst things about celebrities and people.
Yeah.
They don't want to know about all the charity work that J.B. Smoove does, which is a ton of charity work.
Yeah, according.
Tons of charity stuff, man. I got this thing I use. I got this mantra I use right now. And I just, it's on my T-shirts and everything. It's just. You know, plan your destination, improvise your journey. And that means you got to change gears here and there. You can't, what worked for somebody else is not going to work for you exactly that way. So,
are you giving back to the universe, JB?
As it gives back to the universe.
You give it back.
You'd be surprised how many times the universe calls me.
Really?
The universe calls me repeatedly. Repeatedly. It's almost like, I kind of like, sometimes, you know how my phone is like this, and my phone rings. My cell phone, I can turn it over and the ring goes away. But I put the flat side of it down. You know how many times I had to put the flat side of it down for the universe?
Oh, wow.
Plenty of times. Plenty
and
of times.
The universe calls. Everyone's calling to check out.
Please, please, man. The universe is doing the fool right now.
And
the universe is doing the fool.
Yeah.
Call that doing the fool.
Hey, JB, I was watching some of the four courses with J.B. Smoove
four
from MSG.
Four courses with J.B. Smoove.
It was a great concept. I love the idea
concept.
Of that talk show. Yeah,
everybody's doing it now.
Right.
Everybody's doing the same platform. You know. I just sometimes I'm a seed planter. I just plant a seed. and allow, you know, people to do it, you know, show them that it can be done. This one, you show them it can be done. You see what happens, you know.
Who's your favorite guest of all
Neil
people?
deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You can go so hard with this guy. You can go so hard. He can apply anything to science, anything. I ask him stuff, particular questions that I feel the universe and also people, the common man, would want to know. One was, were dinosaurs real? You know, is the zombie apocalypse possible? Like stuff like that, that guys want to know.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you should ask him to tell the universe to stop calling you so much so you don't have to flip your phone over.
Stop calling me, man. And I know he has a direct connection to the universe.
He can roll with it, though. He's really good at rolling with that stuff.
No, he can roll with anything. He told me that even in a football game, when a kicker kicks a ball, the earth, its rotation can affect the trajectory of that kick. If that kick is close enough to that pole where it can slightly touch that pole, that little minuscule of a margin can be affected by the rotation of the earth.
No.
Which is phenomenal to me. Phenomenal.
That is phenomenal.
So now any kicker who misses a big time kick in the Super Bowl can always blame it on the universe and say the earth rotation is something I cannot control. So get off my damn back. You know what I'm saying?
And Vegas will adjust the odds accordingly.
Totally.
Yeah. Yes, man.
All right. April 12th, Motor City Soundboard, tickets on sale now. I cannot thank you enough, JB, for joining us today.
Hey, you guys are awesome, man. You know, hey, it's always good talking to you. Hey, I'm telling you, man, I tell people all the time, do not miss JB Smooth Show. You know, it's going to be absolutely fabulous. I cannot wait.
Yeah, I think we'll be down there.
I'll see you there.
But I only want to see it if you kick someone in the balls right away.
Right.
That's the only way I know how to do it, man. Put it in the nuts instantly. Kick the nuts.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
All right, that'll be good. All right.
Jamie.
Later, ladies. Great talking to you.
I like how he says we're in a pocket right now, like, you know, where everything seems insane and everything's off the hook crazy. And he's like, he thinks we're in a pocket right now. It gave me hope, you know.
Hope for what? More craziness?
That we would work our way back out of it or something. Nah. You know?
In a pocket. Pocket of what?
A pocket of weirdness.
Thanks for listening to the interview on the podcast that we did earlier today that you could not have. Well, you could have listened to it if you asked.
Yeah.
Before we started recording.
Playing pocket pooler, son.
And we just listened to the whole thing. We didn't just, you know, skip from one thing to the next. It was just, you know.
He was very open. Yeah. You didn't hear what he said about. What did you think about what he said about Cosby?
I think he was right on. I mean,
dead nuts. Yeah.
Nailed it. Nailed it. I would have said the same thing. I've said the same thing.
And Louie. See, Brandon actually listened somehow.
Could you believe what he said about Louie, too?
No, he was okay with Louie, right?
Whoa.
Yeah, but what about Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't like Trump.
He actually was pretty nice about it.
Oh, really?
Trump hosted when he... I mean, everybody just heard that.
See me stereotyping. So
well, and all the crap about Larry David, you know?
I know.
Really? Long ball Larry.
It probably makes...
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh my God, it sounds like you did listen. You mentioned long balls.
Whoa!
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Talking about his long balls.
Wow.
Opening day. It's almost here. How far away are we? It's about... God, is it a week away?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Week tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious. Imagine sitting in box seats and seeing Tiger baseball like never before.
I just liked baseball when I was a kid.
We have box seat tickets. Face value for the opener, March 29th. No, these aren't the 84 Tigers, but you're going to see like you did in 1984, thanks to Dr. Yaldo. Life-changing eye surgery. It's fast, it's painless, and results in the best vision of your life without glasses, contacts, or reading glasses. Over 30,000 Metro Detroiters have gotten LASIK and the Rolls-Royce procedure, multifocal lens implants from Dr. Yaldo, Michigan's most experienced eye surgeon. Dr. Yaldo has the most advanced technology in the metro area. Over 90% of his patients get better than 20/20 vision, which isn't possible with glasses or contacts. So all you have to do to get the Tiger tickets, baseball tickets, free evaluation, and along with the DuraMic discount, You'll make the minimum down payment on LASIK, monovision, or the multifocal lenses for people 50 plus, and you're going to be entered. Then we're going to draw the names of the winners on Monday. So imagine opening day sitting in box seats and seeing baseball with the best vision of your life. Get the free evaluation. Win the tickets. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
Fires over the second, and you complete me.
I went for my free evaluation over there.
Yeah.
Eyes are A-OK right now.
What are
now.
You at?
2020.
Ooh.
Couldn't do much for me.
I'm only 25.
Oh, my God.
Not yet. I'm getting old. I'm at that age, though, where I'm getting old.
Yeah.
2015, Mark.
No one.
Throw it out there.
Dick. Dick. You've never had bad eyes, have you?
No. Nope. Ears, too.
You're 2015. You could be a fighter pilot.
People that are standing, if they're at 15 feet, I can see it at 20 feet.
That's how
it was explained to me.
What?
Hey, isn't it the other way around?
No. Someone's. Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm standing. I can see it from 5 feet further.
What I can read at
most people can.
What I can read at 15 feet, you can read at 20.
Yep. Wow. Try. You want to try it?
You
yes, it is.
You're gonna have to have an eye off with Eli.
Yeah.
Very happy. I'm very proud of my eyes.
We need to make some of the lewdest signs that possible, and then have Eli and Jim go at it.
Oh,
I think we're hot.
Simultaneously,
eye chart pornography.
I'd take Eli.
Yeah. Whoa.
I don't know.
Nice. He's corrected three times.
I know. I've never been corrected.
Wow.
Never?
I'm looking around. No.
No, me neither.
Not with my eyes.
No. How old are you?
36.
Oh, well, wait 10 years.
Just like Michigan weather. Is it ever going to go away?
Cool. No. You know what?
My eyes are going to get bad one day.
Yes.
It's like my biggest fear.
Absolutely. Oh, I know, because you can't touch your eyes.
No.
Just so adorable that it freaks you out.
I'm bad.
Like, does this freak you out?
No. Like, when people would flip their eyelids, thing? Yeah, I can't.
What drew you
I won't even look.
Oh, my God, that was horrifying.
In case you're doing it.
Are you working more than 40 hours a week and not receiving overtime pay?
No, but
lots of you are. Might be breaking the law, even if your salary. Have you lost a promotion or missed out on a raise because of your age, race, or gender? Or have you been injured on the job? Look, if you're being paid unfairly, discriminated against at work, or been injured on the job, call our guys at Gold Star Law. Jim might have a case right here because Brandon is playing Jim Carrey poking his eye.
I hate that part of the movie.
From Ace Ventura.
It's from the second one.
You got to call Gold Star Law, Jim.
I seriously can't look.
The meeting with the attorney's
free. What harassment is that?
Eyeball.
Eyeball around.
No, he took it off. It's off.
No, I just looked up thinking it was gone.
No, it's gone.
Brandon, take it off.
It's gone.
It's off. The call is free. Meeting with the attorney is free. You pay nothing until they win for you. It's simple. It's completely confidential, and they do not contact your employee.
Your employer. Oh,
that's right, yeah. I misread it.
Your boss. They don't tell your boss.
Get Gold Star Law and get the money you deserve. 248-851-GOLD. That's 248-851-GOLD, or click goldstarlaw.com. Do it. It's, of course, all these links for all our lovely advertisers are on our website. DrewandMikePodcast.com. And everybody's very patient the other day when iTunes refused to accept our podcast.
What the hell?
Yeah, why'd they do that?
I don't know. It was very frustrating.
Yeah.
And then I called Zooves in the middle of he was taking a dump, yeah. He was taking a quiz in school.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't believe he answered the phone. Like, it blew my mind.
Quiz?
I felt bad.
You could get busted, yeah. Right?
Gee, I can't wait till I go to high school.
But I told him later, I said, I felt bad, too, because there was no reason to call you. It was one of those things where, like, I don't know what else to do or who else to call. But we got it resolved. Everyone was very patient.
Yeah, they were. And you know what? Nice to sort of give us the heads up, even though we already knew. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Everyone.
I know. No, it's funny because people will text me going, you probably know, and I'm sorry if you do. But I'm like, nah, you got to tell me.
I almost sent that text. I'm like,
do it.
He knows.
Yeah,
but by the time it was late, you totally knew by that point.
Yeah, but what if I didn't? You could have been the hero.
But I wasn't willing to take that chance. Because then you wouldn't respond. Then I'd be bummed out.
Oh, no, I wouldn't respond anyway.
No.
That almost goes without saying.
Did you see the other really stupid story besides the tennis ball cover?
No, what? I love stupid.
It was on the Today Show, was the idiotic cake story. It's the stupid royal news of the day.
Yeah.
Where they had an entire 15-minute segment on the cake is going to be elderflower and lemon, and just exactly how shitty wedding cakes are in the UK, always, you know, by nature. They're fruit cake. Their wedding cake is fruit cake. Which is horrifying.
So, a good old-fashioned lemon party. I call first squeeze.
I was thinking the same thing.
I really care about our cake at our wedding. Why would I care about the Royals' cake at their wedding? Yeah.
We got a crappy one, too.
Who cares?
But that's what I said. I said, who cares? No one remembers the cake.
The most interesting thing about Meghan Markle lately has been the fact that she was nude and there were pictures of her.
Really?
It was the first thing Tom asked me about yesterday. Right? You got Meghan Markle's nudes? I'm like, I've seen them and I'm not going to show them to you because they're so overrated.
Oh, are they?
It's just a boob as she's hanging. She's like bent over,
I
right?
I want to see a boob.
There was a few.
There was a sexy picture of Melania today, too.
None of these are real.
Him and her walking together, and she had a tight leather skirt on. It's like, wow.
Do you guys feel bad for Melania?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I was having this conversation with someone. Yeah. Why do you feel bad for her?
Because I believe all the people who think she's a captive. She's trying to.
She could leave, couldn't she?
Nice. No. The Secret Service won't let her.
Well, there was a story that she bawled when she found out that he won.
Well, that's,
she was just crying.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad because all these allegations are coming out now.
Sure.
From your sister.
From
Karen McDougal.
My cousin.
Which, I don't know, I'm getting sick of. The worst is still Aubrey O'Day, who's just trying to capitalize on this. Did you see she released another song? There's another song she did about Donald Trump Jr.
Really? God,
So did you ever listen to the whole thing? Was it just that shit the entire time? Pretty much. Just a conversation with a black guy.
Oh, that song. No, she has another one. She redid, you know, remember that Gautier song?
Yeah.
She redid that and
what's it called? Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Someone I Used to Know.
Yeah.
So she did Someone I Used to Bone.
How could you be?
Really?
No.
How could you be? Check her out there, see?
I bought it.
Ooh, she looks good.
It's kind of a foxy picture, right?
Oh, that's Melania. I thought it was going to be Aubrey O'Day. Yeah.
I don't find her attractive.
You can see the movement.
Yeah, you don't even notice that Trump is in the picture with her, kind of.
I like Melania.
I really didn't notice.
Not a big fan of Aubrey O'Day. Now and then I think of when we were together. Go away.
How can you be so carried away by him? Was he like a really super nice guy? Because he strikes me.
She had an interview where I'm just going to queue it up. Can you queue up Inside Edition, Brandon, for Aubrey O'Day? Arsenio Hall has now broken his silence.
Yes!
What's that?
Aubrey O'Day.
She looks fake.
I know.
She looks ridiculous.
But she is the 36, 24, 36, which is the archetype of...
She looks stupid.
Male.
She doesn't look like herself.
Good luck getting a guy, considering you're now going to be in line after...
Look like the guys from
lucky
Iraq.
Lucky Charms in her butthole.
From Abu Ghraib.
Her lineup.
Lucky Charms.
Her lineup of men.
Oh, right. Oh, boy.
Don Jr. might be one of the better ones.
Oh, my God.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, really?
Huh. Puffy. I mean, it was always alleged that Puffy and her got it on during the Danity Kane days.
Wait, and Sloppy Seconds then is...
I think Puffy was first, then Wahlberg, then Trump Jr.
DJ TJ.
And now DJ Pauly D has been with her.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Oh, no kidding. He's coming here.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
What?
He's coming here very soon. I don't know the exact location yet, but he's going to be in Detroit just prior to the premiere of the New Jersey Shore.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's get him on.
We should.
He's got some fat tracks to line up.
Ugh, no.
All right, I'm sorry. I was battling with this remote control. What is it you want me to get? Inside Edition?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oh, yes!
I'm doing
this
things, multiple
well,
things over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, maybe, but you did have the remote and you were...
Did they involve listening to something else?
Kind of. Aubrey O'Day's Gautier cover.
Where she's half nude in it.
She's hot.
You like her?
I don't think she's hot.
Oh, she's so fake now. She's had so much work done to her face.
Was she at any point a very natural girl next door?
I think so. Well, not next
no,
door.
No, she was born plastic. She grew up plastic.
No, but she looked much different before.
This is where the internet gets hilarious also. She had once tweeted a picture in 2012. Of her feet and another male's feet.
Oh, and they were his.
And now the internet is comparing those feet to every Donald Trump Jr. foot picture, which, why?
Because like the Match Game killer with the crooked toe. Maybe they're looking for something.
But we already know what happened. We already
exactly.
know.
You don't. It doesn't matter if it's his feet.
Not at all.
What was it that time? Are they trying to, you know, get a time period?
Here's a picture of them.
What is it? But does it matter?
No. No. Not to
me. And this is the other thing that really annoys me about it. It only matters because he's got the last name Trump. He doesn't work for Daddy. He's not in the government.
He was on the show, though.
Sure.
With her.
Shit.
Does that mean that there's some shenanigans going on the show?
Yes. Obviously, because she was like, how many on your list, Donald?
Because nice I have voice. A very big crush on him, so I don't want to disappoint him.
She even said Whoa. She wanted to be a Trump.
I thought she was I'd like to be part of your family.
Okay, well, that would be very good.
He's married already.
That's in this hilarious. Podcast, she talks about a torrid affair she had with a celebrity she met on a TV show. It's believed she was talking about Don Jr.
I was filming a show and started up this unspoken connection with a big celebrity who I can't name.
She said they just finished the live finale nice. When things got hot think? And heavy.
I was walking through the hallways and got pulled into this bathroom and he threw nice. Me up against Classy. The wall.
Take a look at this.
And looked at me for like 2 seconds and then we just started making out like crazy all over on top of this, behind that.
Oh, she wants it so bad.
Are also coming forward. Arsenio Hall, who won season 5, tweeted, the year Clay Aiken and I were on right Celebrity there. Apprentice, we both used to say that the greater show was going on behind the scenes. Don Jr.'s wife, Vanessa,
mean?
Was pregnant with
oh,
the fourth of their five children when the alleged affair began. According to Us Magazine, Vanessa fought and tooth and nail to save her marriage. She's said to have put her daughter, Kai, then 5, on the phone with Aubrey to tell her to back off. Apparently, the alleged affair ended with a lot of anger.
Using your five-year-old to tell your husband's mistress stuff back off.
Like tell her that cheater. Yourself.
You can kill it now.
A nice naming your kid after that guy that smashed another dude with a
Kai.
Hatchet.
I thought it was Cobra Kai. That's what it's from.
But you Kai. Made
smash, smash,
some mash.
You made a quick reference to Clay Aiken, Clayton, getting Me Too'd.
You did. Oh, he did.
Well, you made that reference.
Yeah, Arsenio,
to Arsenio Hall.
Held him, put his arms around him.
But at the risk of you guys already talking about, did you guys discuss the big Me Too of the day?
Clay Aiken?
No.
Oh.
No.
Let me just confirm. Brandon,
you guys haven't heard it.
It.
Yeah, Fred Savage, what? Right?
Oh, that's old news. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's just, I mean, it's all the they, stories are 1 hour ago. So
they had a press conference, his accuser did.
Never mind.
But didn't we talk about that before?
No, we
no,
didn't.
It was before
Move
on. The podcast.
So.
It's on the podcast.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Should we ask Drew?
Unless it was yesterday.
I'm going to text him right now. Yeah. He just texted
no.
me.
I would recall if we talked about Fred Savage. He's one of the greatest actors that we have.
Drew texted me as we started. How did Smooth go? And I said, pretty good. And then he just wrote, another Hardy's located.
Oh, really?
Yes, he found another
Probably
one.
Probably the same one.
let's see. Did...
I swear there's one in Mound and 15 Mile or something.
Really? Hey, you saw that Del Taco is putting more Del Tacos around here?
All on the east side, though.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, there's one in Brooks and 14.
How many were there? Were there any?
All about me.
That's the only one. Well, there's a couple. Maybe a couple.
The lawsuit was filed today.
Like Taco Bell.
Yeah, and then they had a press conference.
Okay. So how could
so you heard about it before about everybody, and you just didn't let anybody on the show know? About
I
it?
Swear to God, we talked about it.
Cool.
Is it the Soleil Moon Frye?
Maybe you weren't here, but you definitely did not listen to it on the podcast.
Oh, it'll pop up when we Google it.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, January 28th. January 28th.
Uh-oh.
January 28th. And Jason Harvey.
Oh boy. Yeah, boy, Chappelle. Oh, it was the same show that day.
Yeah, Jim was here. So you get one, too. You were here and didn't
I don't
listen.
Think it right? happened.
Links?
No, I do remember bringing up Soleil Moon Frye and her big boobs, and Brandon picked it when she was on Wonder Years. But I don't remember it
right
for,
there.
For being me,
Sexual
too.
Misconduct update. Wonder Years ended due to...
Oh, I do remember that. Fred Savage.
All right, it's fine. I'm going to edit all this bullshit out.
Well, okay, now wait. You might not get a point because... Did this new accusation, the new lawsuit, did it happen on the Wonder Years?
No.
I didn't think it did.
It didn't.
Oh.
It did not. It happened on Grindr.
That's right.
Oh. Which is your favorite
website?
I think that was. And I'm telling you, this was a new
I think
story.
That was part of the original story.
So this is now the second. This is now the second accusation against the Sav.
Drew said he didn't think we talked about it, so he's going to get one too.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
Would you
wasn't here. Well, he's still good.
Would you gladly take one, Brandon? If Drew gets one too?
No, hell no.
That's right. That was the day he wasn't here.
No, because then I'll be tied with you, and I don't want to hear that.
But I believe Drew said he did listen to that show.
Ah,
driving back from wherever he was.
That
I don't know. It could have been
same St. Louis, just like he was this time.
Yep.
But what Brandon differentiated it from the last one, though. So I guess.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me before I left the house.
It is a news. It is a news story. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Right. That's right.
Yeah.
So it was all news. But that's okay, Brandon. He gets so dejected.
I love it. I was going to say, no, I can't wait to hear this audio you're about to play.
Nobody will ever hear
it. Taking you long enough.
Do you want to bring it? Do you want to bring anything else up?
No. I never heard of his accusee or accuser.
True. Yo, do you have any audio of her?
Young Ju Wang.
What?
What? Yeah, it sounded.
Yeah, what? Her name
Young
is what?
Ju Wang?
Her name is Young Ju Wang.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. That's close.
San Francisco plane.
What is that set up for a billion?
It's because of the Jews.
Yeah.
So what did he do to her?
Didn't he shove her?
He shoved her?
Ask Mark. It's an old story.
Well, you're the one that brought it up.
Wow.
I don't know anything about this story. We've never talked about it.
Oh, on the set of the show, Grindr. Yeah.
Wait, what was that show?
It was a really underrated show. It was very, very funny.
Yeah, with Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember
Wait
that.
A minute. He had aggressive there was a behavior. Show, and Fred Savage is the guy who got in trouble?
Was he a lawyer?
With Rob Lowe.
Yes.
Yeah, with Rob Lowe.
Okay, I vaguely remember. I don't think I ever watched it, though.
It was pretty good. I liked it. Well, I like Rob Lowe.
Yeah, God, he's great.
Yeah, he's really good.
Fred, too. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to like him anymore, though.
Which one? Because
Little Monsters. Little Monsters is still going to be good.
That's a great point, Trudy. Everybody forgets about the Rob Lowe video from
years
first.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was on the same. It was on the Chuck Berry tape.
It was. What was the third one on there?
Remember? Oh, I can see Rob Lowe. Chuck Berry. Fuck.
Belinda Carlisle.
Go-go.
The rest of the Go-Go's.
Yeah, trying to get it up.
Yeah, oh, that was sad. That
just
poor
wasted.
Man.
He was 1-8.
Couldn't get it hard like Eddie Fisher.
So anyway,
video of that. Oh my God, how crushing for him.
Or Clive Davis. Man's texted me today. Just hashtag Eddie Fisher. Did you listen to the podcast yesterday, Drew?
I was
it's okay.
5/8 of the way through.
It must have been at the end, right?
Did you guys see who was in town in Ann Arbor? Yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Carell.
And everyone was going crazy.
Yeah, why were they going nuts?
His daughter was visiting the school, correct?
Yeah. And he's there. He's got his hat really low. He's wearing a jacket. Everyone's taking very sly pictures of him.
That's the celeb school, isn't it? Madonna's kid is there.
Norm MacDonald's kid went there.
Oh, that's right.
Wonder Woman's kid, not Gal Gadot, but the other one. What's her name?
Linda Carter.
Linda Carter's daughter went there. This is all fairly recently. I don't know. I think any major
Didn't go to Wisconsin or something after?
Yeah, the day before. But, oh, God, that sounded wet. Geez.
It might have been.
Do you need a sponge?
Stand up. You know what? I ate a ton. No.
Go wear another pair of Drew's pants.
And then jump in his bed.
Now there's feces.
I did a little bit of a
just
challenge.
Blame it on Megs.
Five people here.
Blame it on Megs.
I did a little bit of a I'm usually not good with spicy stuff. And someone offered me some money to eat these super hot chips.
Oh, then you did the chip challenge?
No, but it's not the same chips. And then we put like this crazy hot sauce on it. And I was up a couple times last night.
Was this at work?
Yes.
a lot of stuff getting sold, huh?
I might have been offered to do half the bottle for a little more money, too.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to do it.
Why not?
Unless they nix it. I hope not. I'm in.
I want to try those chips.
You should
They're
do
hot.
It.
They are hot.
After the show on Sunday, right? So that you have how many days to recover?
We were talking about maybe Friday.
No.
I got to do some work around the house.
His butt will be on fire.
Oh, it was on fire. was trying to put Reese to bed, and it was just gurgling. I had to run to the bathroom, but he wasn't asleep yet, and it was a mess.
Daddy's got an emergency.
It burned afterwards.
Started chafing.
God. No, it wasn't
wiping
chafing.
Too much.
No, but that hurt. But it hurt to walk afterwards.
Oh,
nice, jeez. Nice life choice.
It felt like someone just turned it. Puts. That's pretty much what it was like. Hey, it was worth it. Bought me a couple extra packs of cigarettes.
Jesus. Nice.
Not extra. I didn't buy extra cigarettes.
Me too. Weinstein, the story there. Bankruptcy. But have you seen the list of people they owe money to?
Yeah, it's weird.
It really. There's one person in there that really pissed me off.
That pissed you off? There was one person in there that really shocked me going, why the hell would he owe her money?
Thank you. Well, that's why it pissed me off. I think
well,
we're talking
there's
about
a reason why.
Malia Obama?
Yeah, Malia Obama is one of the creditors for the bankruptcy of the Weinstein Company.
Why?
But they don't list how much to each person. Correct?
No, but she worked there, but she was an intern.
Oh, right. She was an intern? She was a paid intern then.
Yeah, since when are there paid interns?
Oh, there's paid interns now. Holy hell.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Where? I want to become an intern again.
I'm seeing a lot of places going away from paid internships.
Oh, by law.
Yeah, by law, because lawsuits. Interns are coming back and they're suing because they did work.
Yep.
But aren't they supposed
to? Yeah, we're unpaid, so I might have worked at a company that said no more interns because they were afraid they're going to come after us.
Yeah.
But if you get.
Oh, so you have a gold star lawsuit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two of them.
I did too much work.
The eyeball one and.
Oh, yeah.
But wait, I thought you could be an intern if you got college credit. Like, isn't that the purpose of interning?
Yeah.
I didn't get 2.5 years worth of college credit.
However.
That's on you.
If you're doing duties that sometimes a normally paid person is doing.
Yeah.
That's what an intern does, though.
I understand.
You learn.
I understand, but that's kind of where it's been going. Disney.
Bullshit.
They got sued pretty bad, and I thought they went away
NBC
from.
NBC or someone, I believe.
Yeah,
somebody had a big studio.
Somebody had their intern schlepping heavy things and stuff like that. Some real grunt work, rather than things that would help them learn, like learning how to, you know, like in broadcasting, how to.
Part of it, time management.
Like a cut, et cetera.
Ton of radio stations,
learning
too,
delegating.
Ton of radio stations, too, have gone away from the unpaid internship.
Do they still get college credit?
It depends on
the one I was at.
And it's what they insist on, that you have to be in college.
Had zero interns. Got rid of them completely.
Really?
Yep.
Where?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Here's the Jessica Lynch story.
I know. Doesn't she look good?
Can figure it out. Oh. Look at her pointing.
Ow.
No, that's. Shit. There are no dicks in this story.
Did it mention how
much. She looks great, doesn't she?
She kind of looks like Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Separated at birth.
Who doesn't look like that anymore at all.
Oh, she doesn't?
You know, it's the other thing about when she was taken in Iraq, didn't people in her platoon die?
I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the focus is always on her for being survived because, once again, how they presented it to us.
Well, and she was a voice she could speak to about
it. I thought there was another. Did they get another? Oh, no, you know what? I think the other girl died. Oh. Hey, nice wreck. Seriously, Shell thought. Jessica Lynch has a nice rack.
How is it that they had...
There's her wounds today she still has.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, of course, they were captured because they took a wrong turn.
Oh, that's right. I remember that part.
Yeah, and Pat Tillman was actually one of the Rangers that was sent to save him, and he was extremely pissed off. Like,
that's right.
That turned his entire mindset on the military. He thought it was an extremely illegal activity, and... That was in that documentary about him.
God, that's... Oh, man.
Is it super inappropriate to still think he's hot?
No.
Even though he's dead. He's hot.
Very chiseled.
I was talking to someone else that said they thought, like we see pictures of old dudes, old guys, that they're all attractive back then. Like, if you see a picture from, say, World War II.
The same, but.
Really? World War II?
No, they always look scrawny to me.
But you know.
They always look alike to me.
Yeah.
Photography is so bad.
Exactly. There's no good lighting.
No.
There's no Zuckerberg perspective. You don't know how tall they are.
Short, no you're color. Stuck with it.
Yeah. It's because back then they were real men.
Yep.
There were no softies. No softies allowed. I just thought that was a really odd concept that they were all... Because no women, though, old women photos, they don't all look great.
They all look the same to me. They had the same hair.
Dirty.
Probably were.
They need good waterboarding.
They had really wavy hair.
Yeah, they had that.
Yeah. Not enough relaxant.
Not enough relaxant.
Hey, do you guys want to join a fan club for Zachary Cruz, the Parkland shooter? Because him and his brother were starting a fan club.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, his brother's...
Nicholas Cruz got arrested. And we, Zeus and I were talking about, like, why?
Do you have the name slipped around? Is it Nicholas?
Yeah, Nicholas is the shooter. I'm sorry. Okay. Zachary's the one arrested. Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Yes, I actually was, very intently.
But he was warned multiple times to stay the fuck away from the school.
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah, so he just, of course, had to go skateboarding by the school. And it was revealed, though, when he was arraigned, that they were going to start a fan club for pen pals for girls because of the notoriety that he got for shooting up the school. How
what?
Demented is that?
Asshole. Yeah, he should go to jail for that.
Oh, well,
like
he might, Jim, I think he might be going away for a while.
They're in the same, they're in Broward County.
Well, they're taking
together.
Everything, as they should, very seriously. Reading a story about all the local scares or, you know, schools being shut down and...
Yeah,
just how no matter if you joke about it,
it's
but kids are afraid. They're going to tell the teacher. They're going to tell the even if it was just a joke.
Well, they should. I mean, they should say something.
Well, and they have. It
unlike
like
the
they have
FedEx
been.
Employee who
yeah.
saw Billy Manziel in his
gloves.
Rubber gloves and said nothing.
Way. No problem. I'm going to get Zoob's a bulletproof backpack. Sure. They were talking about that this morning.
How much are they?
Between $150 and $200.
Yeah, so does it cover your
front, too? I'll play the odds.
How heavy are they?
It just covers your back, but if somebody's shooting at you, you can, like, flip it around.
It, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what
it's
about
it like a shield?
But you could always grab a smaller kid and put them in front of you, too.
That's yeah. also
there we
true.
Go. And if you get hit, it's going to be it'll be slowed down.
You don't
down,
have to be the fastest runner. You just can't be the slowest one. What a terrible thing.
Now, meanwhile, in Parkland, you saw that the officer got suspended because he fell.
Crashed.
Yeah, he fell asleep in the
yeah.
car. The
yeah.
one that's tasked with protecting these kids who just survived.
Oh yeah,
it's conked.
Mass shooting. He's out there sleeping. Oh,
that's nice.
Just out.
We should start a. What's the reverse of a fan club? Would it be a?
He's a sleeping son of a bitch. I'll tell you.
A hate club.
Yeah.
A hate club for the Cruz brothers.
Yes. And put Ted in there with them.
Ted?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
That's
and
her
Tom,
uncle.
And Tom.
Ted, where you at?
And Tom. Wow. All right, think of a good
Penelope
Cruz.
Penelope's staying out of there.
Penelope. That's a good
I'll
Cruz.
Keep
yeah,
her.
We like her, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the only good Cruz?
Terry
Nelson Cruz?
Cruz? Terry
no,
Cruz.
No, Nelson Cruz. Put him in there, too.
Yeah,
Tiger
Terry
Killer.
Terry Cruz. Keep Terry Cruz
Terry
out.
Cruz.
Terry Cruz out, yeah.
Oh, you don't like
C-R-E-W-S.
Terry Cruz?
C-R-E-W-S.
So Cruz. C-R-U-I-S-E.
Or C-R-U-I. True. All right.
Victor Cruz.
Victor Cruz? Nah.
There's got to be some other Cruises.
So, like, Cruise News, Cruise, what could you call it? Cruise? Screw Cruise? Or
the Cruise.
Screw Cruise Club.
The Cruise Crew?
The Cruise Crew.
Look at that picture. What are you looking at?
Cassandra Cruz.
Porn star?
Yeah.
You and your porn stars.
You and your porn stars.
I don't know. I'm not a big porn star guy.
How about Catalina Cruz?
You don't have a favorite, Mark? You just
No,
just
I don't.
Whatever's there.
She's a porn star, too.
I mean, only dudes, but.
Why are there so many Cruise porn stars?
Because it's a good fake name.
Bianca Cruz.
Is she a porn star?
I don't know, but she's hot.
Wait, why do you know so many porn stars?
Well, because I do research for this show. Oftentimes, they come up in the news because they've had sex with our president.
They never come up in the news?
They do. We had an epidemic about 6 months ago where they were dying left and right. That's how I know.
Yeah.
Who's the number one
before, then?
Porn star that's not in the news right now? Name one.
What do you mean?
Like a porn star who's not in the news right now. That's
who's
very popular.
One of
popular.
The biggest, yeah.
Well, I always say Madison Ivy because she's always up there.
Who?
Who? also, the Lisa Ann, she's still...
But she's been in the news.
She's still top billed, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, I know.
Is? Hey,
yeah.
She's not in the news.
I got a question while you're remembering.
Trudy, we're talking about porn.
I'm sorry. It is about
in front of you with your child here.
Or at least we're not watching.
Like he's six.
He's 12, according to...
That's right. He's forever 12.
Hi, Mommy.
Ever prepubescent.
Is Stormy going to go back to porn? I mean, what is her
Brandon?
End result going
to
be?
Brandon,
after
would you like to feel that one?
Of this?
Well, I don't think that there's been any significant... Stormy porn in quite some time. She's just kind of living off the residuals of what's there on Pornhub and you porn in RedTube.
An ex-hamster.
How old is she? In her 45?
Yeah. Somewhere. I still think she's really, really pretty. Yeah.
I still think that after this whole ordeal, if she chooses to go back, she'll get signed to one of those big, vivid deals because she's, because she's been in the news. So
you've thought a lot about
that. They will sign her to a bigger one if she chooses to do so. Or she can continue to travel around and hit up different
clubs.
And she gets paid thousands a night. And all she has to do up there is just maybe hit her top off.
A lot of worth, travel. You know, she could make a movie a lot quicker than...
Where she's polygraphed
to Detroit,
all the time.
Chicago,
I think her game plan right now is just to get one massive settlement right now where she'll just shut up if you give me so I don't
what,
have to do
though?
Anything
she's
for the rest
get
of my
a
life.
Settlement?
She could.
For what?
Spilled it all.
I don't know. She can find a way. This thing's not it's still in the news.
For being threatened. I thought her response was actually really good because people were giving her shit. It was like, who cares? She's had sex with the president. Yeah. And she tweeted out, I did not have sex with the president, I had sex with a reality star. 12 years ago, or I did not sleep with them.
Right.
There was no sleeping. That's funny. I'm glad you brought that up because they actually, when reading her tweet, had to say hee hee as if they laughed.
Hee hee.
But so her point is, though, it isn't about that anymore. It's about the fact that she was threatened and silenced, and which I understand that part of it.
She did it. She took the money.
Oh, she has no shame of doing it. Yeah. Why should she? It was her choice. It was consensual.
Yeah, so what's the problem? I guess I don't get
the
problem.
Oh, about taking the money?
No, just about why, if she was bullied or whatever. I mean, was she really bullied?
Bullied?
I mean, that's
yeah, Melania should help her because she was cyber bullied.
She did it. It was consensual. Why? I don't know. Is it wrong for me to say, too, I think she's better looking with her clothes on?
Well... Some people were having a conversation that
it's
they
just
weren't.
Me, I don't know.
It obviously was not Brandon, but some people were having a conversation that they were not big fans of her porn.
Yeah.
Because it was just kind of
missionary.
Oh, really? I never noticed she was a dead fish.
Not dead fish. I don't know.
She's a porn star who just lays there.
I know. She falls asleep. Just the worst porn star.
Art imitating life?
Okay. Come on. hey. Is she?
Dudes might be into that. It's more realistic.
Yeah, like Cosby. Cosby would totally be into that.
Yeah.
He would love that.
He prefers that.
Oh.
That'll probably be a new, that probably
that
is
Sharper
a category.
Did too.
Huh?
Isn't that what
Darren Sharper oh, yeah.
did also? Well, he seemed worse than, well, maybe not as many.
No, I think Cosby's worse.
Really?
Don't you?
I just remember that story being so... Like it was
the tequila. He always put in the tequila shots, Darren Sharper.
Know.
Yeah,
but he did. But Cosby did it to more women, so I guess that would make Cosby worse in my mind because they were both pretty.
Cosby seemed way calculated.
Well, did
come up see me?
He had the same lines. Probably always. He probably
plus,
blacked out half the time.
Plus, he was obsessed with their fucking hair.
Oh, that's right.
What's he up to now besides being blind? He's going to trial.
Learning how to pretend to be blind.
He's practicing that all day in the house. come on, Bill. When you run into it, you really got to act. You're pausing right before you hit the wall.
It's the acting challenge of his life.
You got to act like you're walking through that wall, not that it's right there.
Right.
You always just pause.
Slow down. So does she, are there more, is there an uptick in her sales, though, of her previous movies, boring
what,
though
DVDs
they
DVDs and VHS and stuff like that?
If you give me a moment, I can see where she's ranked.
I just wonder how many this has helped her sell.
Oh, it's in one of your bookmarks?
Well, no, because what is the name of the girl who got,
I like how you're feigning that you don't know.
Yeah. Well, remember War Machine?
And
he
Mac?
Oh, yeah.
Chrissy Mac?
Yeah.
That's an awful story.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, when she got assaulted by War Machine and she almost died, her porn sales went through the roof.
Really?
Yeah. Well, her sex toys went through the roof.
I remember Ujiz. That's all that was popping up for a couple weeks afterwards. She was popular.
You just want to see Ujiz. Goddamn creep.
Yeah, let me give me a moment. All
right. In the meantime,
crazy.
Not connected to that at all.
There's another cruise.
Really? Oh, yeah, cruise.
Oh,
we hate that
cruise. Yeah,
well, responding to apartment fire.
Yeah. That's a good funny, cruise. Yeah, I know, Jim. Geez.
Well, I was a
just kidding.
Planned cruise.
That's a pretty nice house there. In,
it's an apartment.
Complex? Yeah, I was going to say it's a big house.
Yeah, an 8-story house.
8-story house. 350,000 square feet.
Well, Brandon's looking up very important show prep. Join our friends at Zot M59 Dodge Ram for their massive Ram Truck Month. As you know, you'll get the best possible price on a Dodge or a Ram, plus the best possible shopping, buying, and ownership experience possible. Remember, shop around if you must, but you're going to make your last stop at Zot because they're going to meet or beat any price that you got.
Yeah.
Hey, that rhymes. Make your last stop at Zot. Because they'll beat any price you
got. We're the jingle singers.
For example, Charlotte will not let me read books to her because she says I sing them. I go, they rhyme. I'm not singing it.
Can you not? You can't help yourself?
I know. But now I've learned it's a way to stop reading a book if I'm done.
Oh.
How devious.
Really?
I want to know, but I can't.
That child is learning so many things about controlling people.
When Zot beats any price you got, for example, you can lease a new 18-loaded Ram Truck Bighorn Edition four-wheel drive as low as $188 a month.
Whoa, that kicks ass.
You heard that right. $188 a month for a four-wheel drive Ram Truck Bighorn, only from dealsinthed.com. And with all that money you save from going there, call Luke Nowacki and make that money work for you. Many people have been doing the correct thing when planning for retirement, saving, and prudent investing. However, many people are unsure what the next steps are when it comes time to retire. The transition of when and how to retire is one of the biggest decisions a person can make in their lifetime, and you don't have to do it alone. Call Luke Nowacki, 248-663-4748 for a complimentary consultation to determine how retirement ready you are. Financially, I mean, I'm mentally ready to retire.
Oh, yeah. Time.
Me too.
Hashtag.
Chill the F out.
Security and investment advisor services are offered through Signator Investors. They're a member, FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. He's on Northwestern Highway, 248-663-4700. That's their main number. And he'll get you on the path to financial freedom. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like he will.
I want to be on that path.
Just made that up.
No, he can put you on the path.
I'll be on that path.
I'm so ready to retire. That'd be great.
Okay, I got show prep for you.
Okay.
All right, so instead what I'm going to do is I'm gonna count down the top 10 highest searched in this.
Is Janice Griffith in there?
No, I don't believe so.
What's that?
Now, this is Pornhub. It's the biggest. You know,
is that some amateur
website
you filmed?
No.
The number 10
Should
top
I Google her?
Searched.
Yeah. No.
Is,
yeah, no, I swear.
Okay.
Alexis Texas is number 10.
Alexis Texas.
Yes.
Nice.
Janice number 9, White. Mia Malkova.
Janice Griffith.
Number 8, Madison Ivy.
Never heard of
your
her.
Your girl.
Number 7, Lisa Ann. She's still up there.
Ew. Huh.
Number 6, Brandy Love.
Brandy?
What?
Yeah.
Who's that?
She's big into the MILF. Like the Gross. MILF category. So she has a lot of like that type of.
You like Janice or no?
Ooh.
Number 5 is Nicole Aniston.
Nicole Aniston?
Is she a dude or something?
Boy. Nicole?
No, I just.
Oh, I thought you were walking me into something.
She's all right.
All right.
Number 4 right, is buddy. Riley Reed.
Riley Reed?
Yeah, she's pretty famous.
Never heard of it.
Number 3, I've actually never heard of. She must be like a new riser. Her name is Moria Mills.
Hmm. Is she blonde?
No, she's African American.
Oh,
number 2 is Mia Khalifa.
Racist, you never heard of her.
And number 1.
You don't look at that kind of porn.
Number 1, Stormy Daniels.
Really? So she is number 1.
She is the number 1 this month's most popular
Pornhub
porn stars.
Well, so all those, you know, when you were in that really sad place, Brandon, and all those porn stars died like every week.
Right.
They peaked at number 1, but they're already gone?
Yes, they shot up within, you know, just a couple days and then they
No pun intended.
So that's weird. Where you're like, hey, she's dead. I want to watch her get it
on.
Oh,
yeah. No, totally. Her art lives on forever.
That's exactly what happens, though. Individuals, they see these people in the news, and they search, and they want to see their work.
How common.
There's probably a lot of producers out there that are doing research, just like me.
Just like the kid from Austin. We want to figure out what's going on with him.
True. He's dead.
Brandon says that with the sweetest, most innocent possible look on his face. Just like, producers just doing research like me.
It's work.
Yeah. Does Kristen believe you when you say that?
We write off our subscriptions on our taxes.
Well, you should.
She ever bust you?
Number one on.
Sounds like yes.
Number one on YouPorn is also Stormy Daniels.
Ran away in the bathroom so long.
Stop talking and I'll get out sooner.
Oh, actually, no, that's incorrect. Number one on YouPorn is Brandy Love. So.
Who's that?
Brandy Love.
It's the one we just talked about.
I know.
Like 2 seconds.
I know.
Ago.
And we said,
make sure to listen to the podcast, Jim.
I said, who is that? No, I didn't know who it was. I wanted to see a picture.
Do some show prep.
I can't on this computer.
I'll send
you some
links.
Trudy, there's some male nudity in the news.
Oh, I saw that.
Zay Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck happened there?
I don't know.
Nice buns, though.
Wait,
that's the first thing I said. And I called them buns, too. I said fanny.
I just read the story. You said fanny? The video.
Yeah,
you're a good dad.
No, TMZ has a video of Zay Jones, and he's fighting with his brother.
Oh. And his brother's fully clothed.
Zay then kicked out a full glass pane, like, of a balcony, because they're staying in a suite.
Oh,
yeah,
I think their fight with him being nude. Fighting with a nude guy.
And he was arrested.
I got to back it up a little to where they're fighting nude.
Brandon's going to play it here, I think, as soon as the ad ends.
Have a boner, did he?
He's the Buffalo Bills wide receiver, and seriously, I thought this was pretty cool. His brother also plays in the NFL.
Does he really?
Yeah, plays for the Vikings. Caleb Jones.
Caleb Jones. Huh.
So they were fighting, and one was nude. Now, nude fighting is always a bad nude, but is it worse when one's fully clothed and the other's nude?
It's your brother.
Yeah, all right.
True.
I mean, yeah, you probably seen
audio?
Each other nude before, but
I want to fight for Jesus.
Dude.
What is he talking about?
Rambling about Jesus. We should call Jesus Christ. Now he's attacking his brother.
Whoa. Nude.
Is he having an episode?
Nice buzz. Oh, yeah. Easily.
Oh, he flings his brother.
Yeah. Tried to. What? Oh, my God. I thought that was a drop.
And that's when he kicked out. There's all the blood.
On the wall.
Wow. And then what?
Condom wrappers.
Holy wow, what's that's that? A lot of blood.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So he kicked out the window and cut him. Whoa.
Oh, I'm assuming, yeah.
Blood everywhere.
Looks like there was some vomit there, too.
Oh, and like then shoe marks on the wall.
And did he just, like, run off into the night?
Well, that is vomit.
Yeah, he puked. Too.
That's probably from his brother fighting his other brother nude.
I just saw it.
Caleb's puke, yeah.
Released from custody this morning.
Should have filmed this in Letterboxd, by the way. Just saying.
So many people at St. Patrick's Day.
It seems like he's like, all right, now every wall I see, I'm gonna have to rub something on it.
That's bad, huh?
Duh.
That poor guy having to clean it up.
That's bad for business.
That's bad for business. How about it's bad for the guy whose blood it is?
There's a lot of blood out there.
Wow.
And then there's the window that he broke.
Hmm.
Who's filming this?
Yeah. Who is catching
it? It could be the hotel.
Wow.
But it makes you think of Titus Young. Yeah. Titus Young and how messed up he is. He's in jail forever.
But had Zay had anything happen before? I feel like he probably did, and I just
don't know.
Remember.
His dad spoke, and he just gave like a much briefer comment than Mark Zuckerberg did. But just a very brief comment about, you know, he's getting help and helping him out, but...
Oh, he was trying to jump out.
He was trying to jump out. That's why he smashed the glass.
Huh.
Didn't somebody in the Wu-Tang cut off their own dick, like in a psychotic episode?
What?
It wasn't, no, ODB. He just had
gonorrhea
a bunch.
No, he just died, yeah.
A bunch.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He wasn't in Wu-Tang. Yeah, Christ Bear.
Christ Bear, yeah.
Oh!
He was high, though. He wasn't mental. Yeah. I also was thinking of this, too, because it was up on a balcony.
Oh, did they reattach? Or is it just gone?
Nah, you just need it.
Oh, come on, they had to have.
No.
He's very positive about the experience. He says, this has been a blessing, not a curse.
They reattached it, now he's only 9 inches.
They had to cut
sad.
Off the base.
Lost three, yeah.
How sad.
Lost the base.
So he's glad that it happened. He's glad he cut his own dick off and threw it over a balcony.
Well, maybe it turned his life around. Maybe he stopped doing...
Yeah, like Chappelle said, I've never seen a guy cut his dick off and be like, I don't need this.
No, there's one. There's one Chappelle.
Yeah, one person did do it.
Oh, that reminds me of the girl. We haven't talked about this on the podcast. The girl who was... God, was she on meth that dug out her own...
Oh, yeah.
Her own...
Eyeballs.
Oh. I know, bum him out.
You're going to say hole and went poop. I don't know.
But she has come forward now and said that it's the best thing that ever happened to her.
Oh, like, yeah. She's
what? Your own eyeball.
Cool. How is that the best thing? Because now she has sweet hearing.
Well, no, she's...
Yeah, right.
That's just the coolest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Here it is. See.
She's Bill Cosby's coach, by the way.
So was she just...
On meth.
Oh, yeah, you said on meth.
She's 20 years old.
She had really pretty eyes, too.
Oh, she's very cute. Too much gums, by the way. Seriously, she shall have thought.
Few.
She says, it's the same life. I'm just learning everything in a new way. Life is more beautiful now. Life is more beautiful than...
I doubt it.
Because she was on so many drugs.
She's going to come down from that, you know?
Yeah,
like
watching
the initial feeling of being, you know, off drugs and I'm...
She's trying to be so positive. Yeah, she's
Months before the incident happened, she was given marijuana from coworkers that was possibly laced with cocaine or meth. Great coworkers.
Oh, come on. Where'd you buy that, though? Is that for real?
No.
I feel like she knew.
Well, I don't think she was given it. She probably bought weed from him. But the fact that it was laced.
And then she just kept doing it and doing it.
She felt a high that she never experienced before. Once she researched her symptoms, she discovered this, she left her job.
WebMD.
She left her job and those coworkers behind.
Don't act like you don't know about drugs when you do.
She would remain out of work for another month, and then she landed another gig where, amazingly... Another coworker pressured her into trying meth for the first time.
Oh, bullshit.
Eventually, she gave in.
Where is she working?
How unlucky that...
What line of
work?
They got
stuff that'll whack your brain permanently.
She needs to go to Gold Star.
I would say so. Nice.
Most
coworker.
People are a little more stingy with their drugs. They're probably not going to pass them out like that.
No, and how do you start another job and then find the one person to bother you to have meth?
You know what? I have a friend who... Well, he wasn't into that stuff. It was
what about that black dude who had all the Cialis?
Oh, he worked there, him. Too.
No, but he'd always say, we always find each other. Like, I don't know. So yeah, he would smoke all the time, and whenever he'd go somewhere, he'd find someone that had it.
Sure, but it takes two. She's acting like this person's like, hey, come on, try
meth. No, I agree. Hey, that's what I'm saying. Because she's into it, she knows, and she found that other girl.
I took a video while I was on it, and
it's
I had
like
been up
Gator.
For 3 days straight. I kind of want to see the video.
But it takes more than two to tangle or something like that.
I eventually got taken home and got sober and watched the videos. And put that person out of my life and stopped using the drug. All right.
Yay.
She's quit twice now.
Triumphantly.
Though she stopped using meth for just a brief period of time, she returned to it as she started feeling isolated and lonely. Just days before she was about to enter a rehab facility. Fake. She used meth and experienced a hallucination that warped her perception of her relationship with God.
What?
That led her to the railroad tracks outside a church on a February morning. I thought everyone who had died was stuck in their graves, that God was up in heaven alone, and that I had to sacrifice something important to be able to release everyone to the world of God.
Oh boy.
Can you imagine that being so real to you? That
it made the world darker. It took everything I believed in and distorted them to make me go down the path to pulling out my own eyes.
What did she do with her hands?
Yeah.
You don't know that.
You think she got a spoon?
It was scary. No, she did it with a spork. She did it with a grapefruit spoon. It's got the nice little ridges on the side.
Can't look at
her.
Anyone.
She just hit the back of her head really hard.
Yeah.
It just came out.
It was scary. I didn't understand what God wanted of me, but it made me feel a sense of righteousness.
Really?
That I had to be the one to do it. And I was glad to do it. Because I always had a big heart and no one... ever giving me that love back. Well, except for those coworkers that shared their meth.
Yeah. Oh, man. They broke into their stash to hook you up.
She walked closer to the church. She felt time was running out to save the world. That's when she made her sacrifice. I proceeded to pull out my eyes with my bare hands and twist them.
Oh!
And pulled them.
No.
And popped them.
No.
Popped them? Oh, yeah. She squeezed them too?
What account is this? From what source?
People Magazine. The opposite of Soft Magazine.
Apparently, Jesus.
Eyeball Monthly. It's kind of amazing that she could physically
hurt.
Be able to do it. Not even the pain, but
exactly.
Just get your fingers in there.
I mean, the idea that you pull them out and then you pop them.
Twist them. Yeah, twist them first.
You twist and then you.
It's like eating a pistachio.
You don't feel very much when you're on the stuff.
Good point.
I told the pastor.
You can actually see that happening, though, so it's kind of a bummer because it's lost on you.
Yeah, could she see for a little bit when she first
Oh, wow.
She it out?
Turned him around.
And they go, oh, I don't like this, and put it back in.
Yeah, that's what she twisted it. Turned him
Take
around.
To look at yourself. Selfie with her own eyeball.
Oh.
I told the pastor who showed up, pray
Selfie.
For me.
Selfie.
I want to see the lights. Pray for me. Oh, that's nice making
Your
that crazy problem this pastor's problem all of a sudden.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
A lady with no eyes.
Never, if she ever
out.
Came up to me like that, I'd have a heart attack.
Yeah, that I would not answer the door.
Wow.
See, that's why you never answer the door, Trudy.
What if you, yeah, put your eye to the peephole and it was someone with no eye?
And then she puts it back and like holds her own up.
That would be.
I forget I'm blind sometimes because I know what's around me. Not down to a T, but I know my mom's house and what it looks like. You still see, but you don't see with your eyes. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, your eyes don't see, your brain
see with
does.
A stick.
That is so weird. Oh, she's trying to do echolocation.
I want to see
a dolphin.
Have you ever seen that kid that he's like on 2020 black kid?
No.
Yeah.
And he rides his bike all the time. He's going.
Yeah, he rides around all the time.
Plays fucking basketball better than me.
God, really?
I'll walk around the house doing that, telling Julie I'm trying to echolocate.
With your eyes closed.
Gets very annoyed by it. Because some idiot's walking around her house going.
Whistling.
Curb
your
enthusiasm. She's the most patient person on earth, isn't she?
Oh my God, yeah. I don't know how she does it. This lady also hopes to raise enough money for a seeing eye dog through a GoFundMe, so that's nice.
Yeah. End up taking the dog's eyes out.
Well.
Then the dog needs
a dog.
She's
on meth next time.
Did she ever go to rehab?
I don't know.
Or did that,
I mean.
Did that
sober her
up?
How long ago did that happen?
February. Not that long ago.
Yeah, she could still be
wow.
back on it. I wouldn't
she got a lot of coin in this GoFundMe.
Really?
She is $44,465 of her $50,000 goal. So her she'll
eyeballs.
Reach it.
How much does a seeing eye dog cost?
About 42,000, apparently. Why does she need 50 grand?
Seeing, I mean, I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I have no
seeing
idea.
Eye dog costs 50 grand.
Can't she get like bionic eyes now?
And that's she's not allowed to have bionic eyes because her eyes worked fine
exactly.
and she threw them away.
She
kind of loses her own privilege, but
but then eyes are a privilege, not a right.
Do they? Are there any new pictures? Oh, is that her? Oh, wow. Jim, look. Her
no,
eyes look
I know,
great.
I can barely see her.
Your new nose looks great. That's so
wait, how old is she?
She's 20.
Oh, okay.
Well, when the one coworker got her meth, meth-laced weed. That makes me not want to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to try that shit.
Me too.
I don't care how fucked up I am or what hallucinations I am. I just don't see myself pulling my eyes out.
No.
But then again, she obviously had this real religious freak out.
I would just still
eat lots and lots and lots of pizza.
Yeah.
And then be okay.
And then
water.
Go to bed.
Go to bed.
Take a nap.
Yep.
Pretty simple.
What's well, so, it's hard to take a nap on meth from what it sounds like. So.
That's why she was up for 3 days. Where's that video? I'll donate to the GoFundMe if I can see that 3-day video.
Hey, you know how much a seeing eye dog costs? $40,000 to
$60,000. I was about right then.
All right.
Why do they cost so much?
Glad we know.
Have to be trained.
Pay $250 for one and train them, right?
Wow. And that's from Guide Dogs of America, the cost.
She can't train them.
She could, well.
She's blind.
Well, the costs include the breeding, raising, training, instruction. Wow. And yeah, because that dog F's up. I mean, it's the end of her, so.
Yeah, and I think there's annual things cost.
They have to do continuing education.
Yes. They have to go back to school.
Breed, raise, train, match.
Wow, I'm trying to think of where I was somewhere where someone brought I thought it was a seeing eye dog, but they could see just fine, and I couldn't figure out what it was.
You thought someone was blind?
It was I don't know why. And it was an emotional support dog.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay. And I was in a place that, oh, fuck, I can't remember where it was. But I just remember going, really? You bring a dog in here? I mean, I don't care. I like dogs. It's fine. But
well, didn't you think
it wasn't
a
high-stress situation.
Dogs are...
How was I?
Well, at my work, there's several different buildings, and so this person doesn't work with me, but this person works at my building, and I see them occasionally when I'm out having a smoke or something. She brings her dog, and it's just this little rat, this little chihuahua, and it's got the service dog vest on
vest.
It. It's not a service dog, though.
I was going to say, chihuahuas really? Wouldn't normally be that,
no,
would they?
No, I think it's just a vest.
Yeah. That's brilliant. You should do that with Bill. Bring Bill to work with you.
Yeah.
Do that.
That would be fun.
They're having that
shit
emotional
on me every day on the way to work.
Yep. I mean, nothing like having another responsibility while you're on someone else's clock.
Shit on your pants.
That means I'm going to have to take him to work and then someone take him, bring him here. So he can hang out.
Yeah, yeah, he can hang out with the other
Mags
dogs.
And Layla.
He can
they have
a,
that.
Take a dump on the deck.
Isle of dogs.
Mags' poop deck.
It's the poop deck.
Go fuck
yourself. It's literally the poop deck. Drew's house has a poop deck.
It's so gross. What he told me what happened was, you know, when we had all that snow,
yeah,
you don't want to be out there that long. Yeah, so just go on the deck and come
just
back.
Reminded me of
which
something.
Once again, that's why I like Mags. He's very smart.
Betty used the front of our house, and when all the snow melted, we found it all.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Did you pick it all up? Did you make the kids? No. Give me a quarter, Kate, freak. Turn
Kate, one time, Kate one time's like, I'll clean. I'm like, okay, it's off my, I'm not doing it.
No, well, next, you know. Next time it's your turn.
They're having that preview for the Isle of Dogs. Or actually, it opens this weekend. And they're
what's that?
Yeah,
new. It's like an animated flick about dogs and, you know, their intelligence. I don't know what it is. Bill Murray's involved with it, but dogs at the premiere in San Francisco. They had it, and all the dogs had their own seats, so you could sit and watch
the
movie.
Sit in a seat.
Yeah.
Do dogs none of them did. Sit in seats?
Right. No, check and they didn't want to watch the movie either.
Check out this cast for this. I've never even heard of it until you brought it up, Trudy. Isle of Dogs. Scarlett Johansson, who farts.
Nice.
Edward Norton, Bill Murray, Tilda Swinton, Bryan Cranston, Jeff Goldblum, Yoko Ono.
Yoko Ono?
Oh, no.
Greta Gerwig, Liev Schreiber.
Liev.
Yes. Never. Francis McDormand, Harvey Keitel.
I gotta admit, I was hoping you were gonna mispronounce it.
Bob Balaban.
Who?
Bob Balaban.
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 Yeah, Courtney Vance.
Blah, blah.
I did. F. Murray Abraham. Ken.
Uncle X.
Watanabe. That's a lot of famous
people. Too many people.
Ito. That's Judge Ito's son.
Akira Ito?
Kind of look like.
Oh. I kind of believe it. I want it to be true. Even though I hate Judge Ito.
I know. I mean, I think I kind of see a resemblance, but maybe that's...
Because he's Asian? That's racist.
Oh, no, he looks like the
same. Correct.
How many Caucasian Itos do you know?
He has the same head shape. Yeah, how many Caucasian Itos do you have?
I thought it was cute, though, that dogs went to a movie, but none of them would sit in the seats. And the one little chihuahua,
of course not. You know why?
Folding up on it.
You know why? They're dogs. Dogs don't go to movies.
No, dogs don't go to movies.
Baseball games. They're going to be going to two baseball games this year.
Okay.
Oh, they are?
I love dogs. I feel like I always have to say this, but are we a little overboard with how we treat dogs? I think people are always more concerned with dogs, like in a news story. Drew's guilty of it. He admits it.
I might take.
Then say if a person happens. Why?
Bark at the park.
He's going.
Why do you have to go?
Kristen really wants to go to Bark at the Park.
Why do you have to go?
With Ecomerica.
Because it's a good thing for them.
Yeah, she
doesn't
need safety. With Little Bill. Bill with her. Bill's tougher than you.
Just admit you want to take
Bill. You want to go too.
So want to just take Bill and show him off.
I want Betty to have nothing to do with that place.
No, God, no.
I don't want to deal with her. I don't want her shitting somewhere and me going, oh.
Yeah, how do they do that?
So, the ushers just have to do it. I don't know. I really don't know. I've never been there for it. What do they do, Brandon?
That's specious, like, by the way.
No, I've never been there.
Why don't they have a cat at the park night?
Yeah. They'd all be running out, just freaking out.
Hissing at each other, hiding.
Aw.
Wow, man. What time's that game at?
I'm going to definitely miss the show, probably.
What time's the game at?
I don't know. It might be a day game.
So you have no idea.
Afterwards.
How do they keep
We can start early.
I'm busy.
Very flexible for your dog schedule.
How do they keep a dog fight from breaking out, though? What if that happens?
I think they happen.
Yeah, I would assume they have to happen.
God, can you imagine if it just devolved into a huge dog? Oh, well, might be worth the ticket price.
Yeah, true. Well, anything to get people in the park.
Oh, there's actually two this year. May 14th against
Thanks
Cleveland.
For listening to the podcast. Oh,
I knew that. So did I, as soon as you said that.
September 17th against the Twins.
Tree, put it on the board.
I kind of mentioned that there were two of them.
I'm now tied with Brandon.
I'm so glad you said that,
it's
Brandon.
It's not bullshit. He just said it about a minute ago.
Yeah, I did. Well, May 14th, I thought you said May 10th, against Cleveland. September 17th against the Twins.
I just said that.
Oh,
thanks for listening.
Oh, really? Yeah, he did.
I swear to God.
Poor Trudy.
It's getting late.
All right, well, hit the outro, Brandon. We'll let you off the hook. We'll stop piling on it. God damn it. Oh, my God, everything's falling apart.
How many do I have three? Did you give me two? Did you give me that one for that porn star that I didn't? I wanted to see your picture.
Oh, you know what? We never fired it up.
I was going to edit it in.
Oh. Thanks for firing down the Hall Financial Hotline.
What about the Hall Financial Hotline, Mark?
Well, you know, I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
David Hall and the fine crew over there. If I could find the...
I am really seriously considering doing that, but
do it.
Like 10 things on the list that I'm seriously considering.
Actually, you know what? It'd be a really interesting time to call him because the Fed just raised interest rates today, which means those rates might be going up. And your credit card might, credit card will be going up without a doubt. But
I just pay mine off after every month.
Yeah, take care of it now.
Yeah, true. But, you know, I'd call him really quick, see if you can lock it in as fast as you can. 248-308-5000. Make sure you tell them that the Drew and Mike Show sent you.
Right, lock it in that first call.
David Hall Financial. Hall Financial. Restrictions apply. Michigan licensed broker lender. And NMLS number 1467435. An equal housing lender. Proud sponsors of the Hall Financial.
We should get Stephen Hawking to cut that, shouldn't we?
Yes, we should get him.
Is that NMLS price?
We should. You should basically cut everything.
1-4-7.
Yes.
1-4-7.
Oh, they're putting him. By the way, they're planting the hawk between Isaac Newton and who did I say?
Charles Darwin.
Charles Darwin. Yeah.
Really?
Just gonna slide him in there sideways.
Yeah. He'll
fit. What about the chair?
He'll fit.
Isaac Newton is a pussy.
Isaac Newton is a pussy.
Why is he a pussy?
I mean, he just figured out.
He had long hair.
That apple.
I'll answer for you. Yeah.
He was lazy.
He ate a lot of apples.
Lucky. Sitting under that goddamn tree. Brandon, thanks for listening to the podcast and starting the outro.
I was going to say it, Barb, but I was
near Westminster.
Looks like Hawk's
Abbey.
Gone.
Brandon, I'm sorry, Brandon. I apologize for nothing today.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. We'll see you tomorrow. Drew will still be gone. Thanks. If you made it this far, thanks.
Yeah.
And kudos to you for making it this far.
Thanks to JB Smoove for being with us.
Yeah.
Earlier.
That was a blast.
It was great. I
really enjoyed it.
Go see him. Soundboard, April 12th.
Yep.
And we'll be at it tomorrow. Not sure what the lineup is, but we'll figure it out. We got to do it early tomorrow because I'm being very selfish, like when Brandon goes to bark at the park, because I want to watch Michigan play. And I don't want to be here working.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
One bit.
I have an incorrect correction.
Oh, what? What? Stop the music.
No, it's fine. DJ Pauly D not coming to Detroit.
Oh.
He was in Traverse City last night. He'll be in Kalamazoo on Friday.
We don't have much time.
Well, let's schedule him.
Yeah.
Let's get him in somewhere.
Where's he going to be in Kalamazoo?
Kalamazoo.
Let's have him play the poop deck.
We should have an act on the poop deck. The poop deck.
But don't tell the act why it's called the poop deck.
Yeah. They have to
it's a silly name we came up with. It's crazy.
No shoes.
Maybe Sponge can play because Sponge is reuniting.
Whoa.
The Detroit Music Awards, the original lineup Sponge is going to play. Vinny, of course, is always out and about playing.
Live from the poop deck.
All right. Thank you, guys. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Also, bye.
Also, bye.